Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Let's get this out of the way now.
September morning.
Yeah!
We danced until the night became a brand new day.
Thanks to Brian Fitzy, our buddy, for the rocked up version of that.
I love this.
We have it for a whole month.
September morning still makes me feel that way.
Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Today is Thursday, September 6th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, the 2018 NFL season will officially begin when the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles take the field against the Atlanta Falcons at Lincoln Financial Field tonight, but the pregame festivities start hours earlier. The day-long NFL kickoff experience begins at 10 a.m. at Penn's Landing and runs through 8 o'clock tonight. It's free and open to the public. No tickets are required, but fans are encouraged to register in advance on the NFL kickoff fan mobile pass for an all-access pass.
How crowded do you think it's going to be down there?
Oh, God, I don't know. I mean, there's, you know, parking restrictions, and they're encouraging you to take mass transit, all of that. So
what is down there? I know they have the Lombardi Trophy, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have they're going to replay the game. They're going
to face painting.
They might have face painting. Who knows?
I like to look like a tiger.
Yeah. How the draft was, where they had different activities and stuff like that. There's going to be things like that down there. There's going to be a concert. Shawn Mendes is performing. They said that there's going to be, you know, some Eagles alum down there as well. The NFL says that fans attending the concert will be encouraged to watch the season opener at Philly restaurants, as it will not be broadcast at the Penn's Landing site. So you'll be able to watch the Super Bowl win, but then once the game starts tonight, you'll have to go into a bar or restaurant.
During the parade, when they had the victory parade, that was one of the really cool highlights, is when they ran the game back. And
we're going, wow, how smart is that?
It just
was a great way to kill 3 hours.
People
standing around doing nothing, waiting for the excitement to happen. Yeah,
it was awesome.
This is the 17th consecutive kickoff celebration to start the season, and the 14th time the NFL has saluted the Super Bowl champions with an opening game in their stadium on Thursday in primetime. A judge has ordered the New Jersey couple who started the GoFundMe account that raised $400,000 to help a homeless Philadelphia man to appear in court. The attorney for the homeless man, John Bobbitt, said he learned that the couple's attorney that the money is all gone. Judge Paula Dow told the lawyer for Kate McClure and Mark D'Amico on Wednesday that she had a number of questions about the case and wanted to see the defendants herself. The couple also must give depositions about the money and what was raised for Bobbitt. The judge also ordered the attorneys for both the couple and Bobbitt to get their paperwork in order and figure out the money trail to see who spent what on both sides. Ernest Badway, the attorney for McClure and D'Amico, tried to assert his client's Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Badway also asked that two men who appeared to be law enforcement to identify themselves as they sat in the back row of the courtroom. Judge Dow then admonished Badway for his request.
Is that a legitimate request that they can take the Fifth on certain issues?
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
Are you talking about the defendants?
Yes.
Yeah, you can always do that.
Right. You can always incriminate yourself. Yeah. But in this case, you're talking about there should be a legitimate paper trail of expenditures.
So what's the deposition in all of this? Like, what exactly does that mean?
The deposition usually occurs before you go to trial.
Yes.
And so...
Because it's used as evidence.
Yeah.
As testimony.
So this is just basically they tell their side of the story?
Yeah. They sit down, the lawyers from both sides sit and ask you questions. Or maybe it's just the opposing side. They sit and ask you questions and you answer them as if you are in court. And then they use that as, well, you stated here in this deposition that...
And
blah,
that's
blah,
what
blah,
they
blah,
want
blah.
To plead the Fifth.
I guess during that case, they can, of course, we're all pre-med, as we've said before.
Same thing as pre-law, though.
However, I guess initially when they went into court, the idea was just to sort of mediate the whole thing and say, okay, where's the money, blah, 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 here you go, here's your money. And now it's become a lot more complex than originally thought. So it might go to trial.
You know what? Number one, I hope they didn't spend the money. Number two, it's sad that this has all come to this, because if you go to the very beginning of this whole thing, a guy just helping somebody out.
Yes.
And then her saying thank you by wanting to help him out, not expecting hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The original goal was $10,000.
And now it's court and lawyers and a media circus.
It went off the rails.
And what sucks is if this is bad, if it turns out a bad thing happened here, is, you know, what does that say to people who just want to help somebody else out? Well, maybe I shouldn't do that because look what happened
look
over
what
here.
Happened.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Well, in the original time that it happened, and it was made national press, and it was all over the place, it just reminded people about the simple kindness of... Yes. of his original, John Bobbitt's original act of kindness. And that yeah. was the flashpoint for all this. Yeah. You're right, Preston. But in general, obviously, you hope that people look at it and say, however this plays out, you know, the original, like, for example, when I leave, we talk about it. When I leave the Wawa or whatever and there's someone asking for money, I give money. My intent is to do something good. You know, if they do something with it that's not, or they, you know, that they're, you know, or if it's, I'm being played or whatever. But, yeah, it's sad that it ends up this way.
Yep.
Last week,
and it's not even wrapped up.
It's not. Well, we'll
no, it's let's, just starting.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Last week, the court ordered the couple to turn over any remaining funds raised on GoFundMe to help Bobbitt. McClure and D'Amico started the GoFundMe account to help Bobbitt, who spent his last $20 to help McClure after she ran out of gas off of 95 last year. The total amount raised was $360,000 after GoFundMe fees. The couple claimed through their attorney they gave Bobbitt $200,000. Bobbitt pinned the figure at about $75,000 in cash, goods, and services. He alleges the couple spent most of the donations on lavish trips, shopping sprees, gambling, and a used BMW. The parties have to issue written discovery today, which was yesterday. Responses are due Friday. Depositions are on Monday. Next hearing is next Friday, said Bobbitt's attorney, Chris Fallon.
What a mess.
I still want to back up what I said, though, with I'm still not rushing to judgment. There's no way until I see exactly all this stuff go through, you know?
Like I said yesterday, hey, there's plenty of time for me to, like, pass judgment, but I'm going to wait until I get the whole story here before I really lay into anybody.
I think it's important for a lot of things, most things.
In court, Judge Dow referenced a text message while warning the attorneys that their clients need to communicate through them. Bobbitt's attorney said that the text message was from last Monday. D'Amico allegedly texted Bobbitt after appearing on a nationally televised show that they could essentially get rid of the attorneys and they would turn over any remaining money. That obviously did not happen. A large commercial jet from Dubai caused a scare on Wednesday after a pilot radioed that it would be landing at New York's Kennedy Airport, carrying several passengers and crew members that fell ill with flu-like symptoms. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention immediately quarantined the double-decker Emirates aircraft holding 520 passengers so it could evaluate about 100 of them. Some had complained about coughs, headaches, sore throat, and fevers. Officials said 10 people, 3 passengers, and 7 crew members ended up hospitalized as a precaution. The rest were cleared to continue their travels while the CDC sought to determine what caused the sickness. Given the symptoms that we are seeing in the patients and given the history that they present, it looks like it's possible influenza, the acting New York City Health Commissioner said. On social media, passengers, including 1990s rapper Vanilla Ice, posted photos and videos of a large-scale emergency response when the aircraft touched down about 9 a.m. at JFK. Video from news helicopters shows the jet stranded on the tarmac for several minutes before passengers began to emerge so that they could board buses to get to the terminal.
This jet is sprawling. And actually, the illness, the passengers infected were all on the lower level. It never made it up to the upper level.
Really?
Yeah. So I would just love to walk around one of these suckers because you see the wingspan.
Yeah.
Impressive. You know, got the two full engines on each side. It's wild.
Yeah, that's gigantic.
Some passengers said they suspected that that the passengers were sick before they got on the plane, and they blamed the airline for not doing more to protect the health of others. Why did they allow them on the flight? I sat with them for 13 hours. It's a virus. We're all getting sick.
You know what it is? Said. It's clearly a rap war.
Wait a minute. They said, how could they let them on board? How do you know?
Yeah, how would you know?
If somebody
they're pissing this cup.
They were coughing.
I think they were indicating that it was crew members.
Oh, okay.
All right. Gotcha.
That's right. Why these planes with crews, it needs to stop.
Got to stop now.
In sports this morning.
Ball sacks are yummy.
The Phillies lost again last night.
What?
To the Marlins, 2-1 in Miami. It's been a month since the Phillies have won a series. Miami's Sandy Alcantara allowed 3 hits and walked 2 and struck out 6 to earn the win for the Marlins. The Phillies swept a 4-game set from the Marlins at the beginning of August have lost 18 of 28 games since with no series wins in any of their last nine opportunities. They remain three games behind Atlanta in the National League East race after the Braves blew a 7-1 lead and lost 9-8 to Boston. The Phils are off today before opening up a series in Queens tomorrow night against the Mets. After skipping the past two tournaments with a right oblique injury that hampered him at the PGA Championship, Ricky Fowler is back for this week's BMW Championship with hopes of playing well enough to advance to the Tour Championship. Fowler dropped to 26th in the FedEx Cup standing and likely needs a top 30 finish at Aronimink Golf Club in order to advance to his fifth Tour Championship. He is playing the first two rounds of the BMW with Tiger Woods and Jordan Spieth, who are ranked 25th and 27th, respectively, in the standings. They begin play at 11:30 this morning. In more positive news, football is back in South Philly. For the first time since the NFC Championship game in January, the Eagles will play a meaningful game at the Link when they host the Atlanta Falcons in the NFL's season opener. Eagles wide receivers Alshon Jeffrey and Matt Collins have been ruled out for tonight's game, but Jay Ajayi and defensive end Michael Bennett practiced in full yesterday and are probable for tonight. Eagles coach Doug Peterson said the quarterback Carson Wentz is close to a return from ACL and LCL surgery, but Nick Foles will be the starter for at least week one. After tonight's game, the Eagles play the Tampa Bay on September 16th before returning home to face the Indianapolis Colts on September 23rd. Kickoff
for the Tampa Bay.
Gonna play the Tampa Bay.
Kickoff for the Super Bowl champs tonight against the Atlanta Falcons is set for 8:20, and they are still the Super Bowl champs.
Yeah!
That's what happened for you this morning.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. Indeed, welcome to Thursday, Preston and Steve Show. We have a lot going on. It does involve football returning today, and we're going to have guest-wise on the program Colleen Wolf from the NFL Network.
Yeah.
Host of Good Morning Football Weekend, 7 a.m. Sunday morning. So she's in town, obviously, for the game. She's going to stop by here.
Good morning, football.
And she's local, so it's cool.
Yep.
We will also give away a trip to London today. It's time to do it. It is the Miller Lite Green Legion London Calling trip with the Preston and Steve Show. We have our 12 finalists to draw one winner from, and most of them are going to be here this morning. So we'll meet them, we'll say hello, and then we will say goodbye to about 11 really pissed off people and hello to really one happy person.
Will they be pissed off, though, with really cool consolation gift bags?
We do have consolation gift bags for everybody. And actually, the presentation in the studio is pretty nice.
I know.
I must admit.
It's Marissa.
It's very well done by Marissa. Yes. So we will have those folks in this morning. We'll meet them, and we will give away that trip. We're going to London, man. I'm still not quite.
That's where football was invented.
That, I know. And most people don't realize
know that.
American football was invented in London.
It had to be secretly. It was actually stolen out of London.
Yep. And then smuggled to the U.S. Yeah. And then we have it
here. It was such an embarrassment to the crown that they denied ever creating it.
Right. So anyhow, we're headed to London.
That might not be accurate,
by the way. It's not accurate. We're going to London in October, and we're going to take some friends with us, which is pretty cool. So we're psyched about that. These things and more are coming up throughout the program. So we're going to go ahead and take a break right now. I have a whole bunch of entertainment stories to run by. We'll do that as well as your first opportunity to win some goodies with the stupid question coming up next. So stay with us. We'll be back in mere moments.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spas. What better way to get back into the swing of things than with a relaxing massage or rejuvenating facial? With 50 locations right in this area, you're sure to find a relaxing spa experience. Introductory services are just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com to find a location near you.
Are you ready for love? Steven Singer Jewelers has hand-picked diamonds paired with beautiful mountings to create a stunning engagement ring that's ready to go. Check out his Ready for Love Diamond Engagement Ring Collection online at IHateStevenSinger.com and have it shipped immediately for free. All at the perfect price. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
Hey, gang, it's Preston. Listen, these days, you know how it is. You can get practically everything you want on demand. I mean, it's like our podcast. You listen whenever you want, when it's convenient for you. But did you know that you can even get postage on demand? Hey, all you need is Stamps.com. What is that? Well, I'm here to tell you, friends. With Stamps.com, you can access all the services of the post office and do it right from your desk. All available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You just click, you print, you mail, and you're done, my friend. Stamps.com will even send you a digital scale so you can weigh your letters and packages and print the exact amount of postage every single time.
Here's what you got to do to get it all, gang. Right now, use Gadzooks for a special free offer. They have a four-week trial that includes postage and the digital scale. So don't wait on this. You want to check it out now. Go to stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in the word Gadzooks. Once again, that's stamps.com and enter Gadzooks. Check this out.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, so we have a stupid question I'm going to ask in a moment. Going to give away a four-pack of tickets to see the Dodge NHRA Nationals at Maple Grove Raceway. That's coming up the 13th through the 16th. And let me see, what is a question that I can ask you, friends? I have a whole bunch of them. Casey brought me a lot of great ones. How about this? Carla Barton founded what worldwide organization?
Carla Barton.
Yeah, 215-263. No, not Carla. Clara, I'm sorry.
Clara.
Clara Barton.
Okay.
I don't know what Carla Barton. If you know that answer, let us know, too.
But it's her slutty sister.
Clara Barton.
Your sister's a whore.
Founded what worldwide organization? 215-263-WMMR. Let's see if...
There is a Carla Barton.
Know the answer. Okay.
She a whore?
No. We'll pull up her picture, Nick. Let's find out. Maybe. You know what? I can't speak to.
My sister Carla is a goody two-shoes.
I can't speak to Carla.
She's a NeNe Leakes fan.
Clara is who we're looking for.
Oh, Clara.
All right, Clara.
Not Carla.
Not Carla.
Clara.
Clara Barton.
Okay.
Birthdays today, Thursday, September 6th, include the incredibly talented Mr. Roger Waters of Pink Floyd. And he is 75 years old today, quarter of a century, so a big one for him.
Massive Pink Floyd fan, used to listen to them constantly. And I have to say, Roger Waters just got seems to be so angry and pissed off that it's sort of, you know, I try not to ever let stuff like that taint my perception of music and the way I feel. But he just seems to be so angry lately. And I'm like, wow, man, that's a downer. It's like when I see Jim Carrey looking so morose and stuff. It's like, I mean, listen, it can't affect the work that's already gone before.
Do you know what I'm saying? I do know what you're saying, but... They've always been that way. They were always sort of speaking out against the man, and now they're just older, and you're older, and you either...
Always loved him, though.
Yeah.
I don't think about it at all. I just...
I wish I were you.
I do need to go back and spend more time. Floyd's one of those where you can go through a phase.
You can go through, you know.
Yeah, let's spend some time together for a while.
It was never out. It's always one of those perennials, until recently, but... And honestly, the Roger Waters-less version of Floyd I love as well.
When my kids were really little, I put them to bed for the night, and I would always put music on, like little Beethoven, Bach, whatever. I'm like, I'm going to play Dark Side of the Moon. I'm going to do that. That's going to be great. But
it's scary music if you're a kid.
There's like, you know, and then all the alarms going off and all that. I'm like, okay, maybe I didn't think that one all the way
through. Stop trying to be a creative, Dad.
Oh, no, it's awesome. Roger Waters is 75 today. Rosie Perez, the actress, is 54.
Love all her music.
No, she's great.
Yeah.
No, she's been in Do the Right Thing, White Man Can't Jump, bunch of movies throughout the year. She's 54. Jeff Foxworthy, you might be a redneck actor, is not actor, comedian, but he's also an actor. Celebrates his 60th birthday, so a big one for him as well.
Going full steam, I was reading about his estimated wealth. I forget the exact number, but he's been at this for a long time. Let's just say it was staggering.
Wow.
Yeah.
Always liked him. He does clean comedy well.
Yes.
He is 60. Then you have Jane Curtin, Saturday Night Live alum. And she's 71 today.
Very funny, but the most buttoned down of the original Saturday Night Live cast. Not a druggy, kind of kept things on an even keel.
And then the last birthday I saw is Mr. Idris Elba.
Ah!
Who is 46 years old today.
He's one of those guys now, whatever he's in, I will watch it. Yeah. I think he's very charismatic.
You watched Luther on Netflix?
I did a little bit, yeah.
So he's like a detective of some sort, Preston, but he's got an anger problem.
Okay.
So he, like, really flies off the handle a lot, and he's trying to get a hold of it.
His delivery is so great. And in Pacific Rim, when he tells the guys, would you rather die on a wall or in a Jaeger? He's just got this projection.
Yeah.
No one in the room can overcome. He can overpower anyone else with his voice alone.
He's really good. Did you see that movie he did with Kate Winslet where they're trapped on the mountain?
I did. I didn't want to because I was like, man, I've seen this. A Mountain Between Us or something like that.
Yeah, it's actually better than I thought it was going to be. And he, I think, is the main reason that it is.
He is 46 today. So happy birthday to everybody celebrating their birthday. All right, let's see if we can answer this stupid question. Who is Clara Burton's slutty sister? No. Clara Burton founded what worldwide organization? 215-263-WMMR. We go to Bruce. Good morning, Bruce.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So Clara Burton founded what worldwide organization?
I donate to this all the time. It's Felchers Anonymous.
No.
Oh, damn it. You were so close. That's Carla.
Yeah, exactly. So what is Clara's? We'll let you go with that.
Oh, he hung up.
He hung up.
Oh, he missed out. He had the right answer.
That guy has given up so many prizes.
Okay. He has to realize that if he wants to say his Felcher joke, he can say it and then give the right answer. He might win something.
I'll go to Kevin next. Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, good. Good morning.
All right. So Clara Barton founded what organization?
American Red Cross.
The Red Cross. Ah. Hang on, Kevin.
Carla was Felcher's.
Get your information. That's correct. He was right about that. So we are going to set him up with a 4-pack of tickets to the Dodge NHRA Nationals at Maple Grove Raceway, and that is September 13th through the 16th. One grand prize winner, by the way, is going to get pre-race ceremony backstage access. Visit MapleGroveRaceway.com for tickets and information. We'll begin with a story that Kathy had in the news. Vanilla Ice was one of the unlucky passengers on board an Emirates flight from Dubai, quarantined for hours at John F. Kennedy Airport on Wednesday. The hitmaker was returning from a show in Dubai when he found himself on flight 203 to JFK, where about 100 people complained of feeling sick on board.
I'm blown away by this, that they referred to him as the hitmaker.
It says the Ice Ice Baby hitmaker,
oh, okay.
But I left that part out. The rapper posted a video from the window of his double-decker plane. We'll play the audio in just a second. Robert Matthew Van Winkle is his real name. He said that he was on the top floor of the plane and that he heard the outbreak was mainly on the bottom floor. And his Twitter fans wasted no time punning the rapper's song. Someone had tweeted, "I sure hope everyone is collaborating and listening." And also someone said, "Don't they know that if there's a problem, yo, you'll solve it?" So they were having some fun with it. But this
yo,
is
Yo, Vanilla, kick it one time, boy.
Casey, can you give me the video? Here we go. This is him on the flight.
It's a double-decker plane. It's one of the 380s. And apparently the outbreak was on the bottom floor. So the whole upper floor checked out okay. After they checked everybody's temperature, they said it looks like the outbreak is only on bottom. So they kept everybody on the bottom. And then they exited us through a different door that they normally don't use so that we were not exposed going through the exit on the bottom.
They had initially said like 500 people were sick and then
100.
Then they got, no, 500.
The
they said
500 are on, were on the plane.
Yeah, but the first report was like 500 people
really?
Sick. It was a headline that
yeah,
I saw.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it went to 100 people sick. And then it went to like a couple
Vanilla
dozen.
Ice has the squirts.
And then Vanilla Ice had the squirts on the upper floor, and it got down to the lower level.
It dribbled
level,
down.
And people got sick of that. So.
You know what's funny here? When Vanilla Ice was in his height of fame, I couldn't stand him. And now I really like Vanilla Ice because he, like his, do you ever watch his Home Improvement show? I don't know if it's still on.
It was a few years ago.
A home flipping show. He's really good at this stuff, and he's become really adept at purchasing real estate. So I guess that might have been why he was in Dubai. Unless it was a concert.
Yeah, he had a show.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah, he wasn't flipping
houses.
He
wasn't flipping houses in Dubai.
No, he apparently was doing a show there. So he had to,
Dubai duplex.
A concert or an actual show, a TV show?
No, I think he still performs.
Does he?
I saw him in Atlantic City just a couple of years ago.
Oh, my God.
There was a 90s tour, and he was the, it was great.
Oh, it was good? Okay.
Yeah. So he still does concerts, believe it or not.
Oh, all right.
So. All right, moving on. Ben Affleck was spotted on Wednesday for the first time since he checked into rehab last month for his struggles with alcoholism. A source told Us Weekly the actor is still in treatment, but he is allowed to leave the clinic to work out at his gym.
Go for a drink.
For a few hours a day and grab
listen,
a cocktail.
I really need to tie one on this particularly tough today at rehab.
He was playing basketball, the source added, noting that the 46-year-old is always accompanied by his coach and therapist.
They say the first sign that the cure is taking is basketball.
Yep. Is that what it
yeah.
is? Okay, well, good for him. Then he's on the road to recovery.
I really hope he finally is able to do it to sink this emotional basket, if I may.
Totally. 3 months.
I was a little late with it, but there he is. There's Ben Affleck.
There we go.
The stories I have are pretty short today,
okay.
Just to let you know.
All right.
Okay. 3 months after visiting Donald Trump on behalf of Alice Marie Johnson, whose lifetime prison sentence was commuted in June, Kim Kardashian has returned to the White House. Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley stated that the discussion was mainly focused on ways to improve that process to ensure deserving cases receive a fair review. Members of the administration were hosting a listening session on Wednesday about the clemency process, and Kardashian was one of the guests that was there.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that? The makeup mogul joined first son-in-law Jared Kushner, as well as Jerron Smith, a special assistant to the president for domestic policy.
She bumped into Mama June Shannon, who was putting through a farm bill.
More subsidies.
All the reality stars are there. In fact, Vanilla Ice was there.
Brooke Rollins, assistant to the president in the
office. And the cast of Little People L.A.
of American Innovation, and Chris Liddell, White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy Coordination. Yes.
And then Bethany Frankel was conferring with the Israeli ambassador.
Kim now goes to the White House, and it's happened more than once.
It's Reese Witherspoon in
Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Game of Thrones star Nikolai Coster-Waldau has been ordered. He plays Jaime Lannister.
Yes, he's great.
Has been ordered to pay his former manager a little more than $2 million. According to court documents, the star was hit with the order by an arbitrator in his dispute with Jill Littman, who managed the actor until he fired her in 2015.
So he's out $2
million? He made $942,857 for each of the 7 episodes of the epic drama, and for the 8th season was bumped to over $1 million per episode. The actor also gets $1.5 million as an advance on a share of the show's profits, plus he earned other bonuses. Now, he filed counter claims against Littman for fraud, but those were denied. He and his lawyer operated under an oral agreement that provided no post-termination commissions. I don't understand any of this, but he's got to...
You have lawyers.
He's got to pay her a little more than $2 million.
If I were him, I would have kept one of those drones from Oblivion and sent it over to her house.
Yeah, he was in that. It's also noted that he is the highest paid American TV star on Game of Thrones.
Is he? Yeah. There's not many, but Peter Dinklage is the only other.
He is the first one that comes to mind, Stephen. Actually, he should be paid the most because he is,
right?
He's by far the best character.
He seems to be the most dynamic.
On the show, period. I can't think off the top of my head who else is American in that cast.
One of the original edicts was to keep it very European, right? Yes,
I guess so. Whoopi Goldberg has revealed Aretha Franklin's final wish before passing away last month. Goldberg, who attended the Queen of Soul's funeral last week, said that Judge Greg Mathis shared something that Aretha told him during their last phone call. She said one of the things that Aretha was very upset about, according to Judge Mathis, is that she was upset to discover that people were no longer giving water to people of Flint, Michigan, and she wanted him to take care of it, to handle it. She added, so there was water being given, and now the water has stopped, so whatever we can do to get that going.
This is Whoopi that's recounting this?
Yeah. Yeah, she had said, Judge Mathis had told her that was... the last thing that she said, what was that?
Sometimes they squeak out. You know, Whoopi's a chronic farter. She's the first to admit it.
That's right. I forgot she did it on that show.
She farts all the time.
That's right.
Oops.
Really sullies the whole message about water and Flint.
Sorry.
Clean water.
Oops. In other news, Aretha's family wasn't too happy about the photo of the Queen of Soul in the casket being leaked on social media. One member of the Franklin family, Coffee Franklin, took to Facebook to express her outrage, saying, I didn't want to post my opinion about any of this because overall the love was overwhelming. But when my 12-year-old brought me to tears from seeing her grandmother in a casket all over social media, her 12-year-old was brought to tears. I feel that I must. She said, I can't believe that some people are so selfish and insensitive. My children lost their grandmother. Her sons lost their mom. So many people completely ignore their grief and selfishly use this situation to benefit themselves or to entertain or achieve personal agenda with no regards to the family.
I can certainly understand that. She now, from what I understand, Aretha Franklin had like 5 wardrobe changes during her various ceremonies.
Seriously?
Yeah, there were. They changed her clothing like four or five. Her body was dressed differently on at least four different outfits.
I guess that goes along with her life. You know,
that
what
was
I mean?
Her life.
Her style.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
And I guess one of them, in one case, she was dressed in the colors associated with her sorority.
Yes. The red was associated with her sorority. Well, maybe that was one of her wishes. I don't know.
Listen.
It may have been.
Go for it.
Sly was there. I didn't know. Cosby Show star Jeffrey Owens has responded to Tyler Perry's offer to hire him for a part on The Haves and Have-Nots.
Suck it.
He didn't say that. Earlier this week, Perry tweeted, "Jeffrey Owens, I'm about to start shooting Owens' number one drama next week. Come join us. I have so much respect for people who hustle between gigs, the measure of a true artist." Now, Owens told Entertainment Tonight, "That was kind of cool." He said, "I mean, that kind of sounded like he was saying, come work with me." I'm like skeptical, really. He said, are you actually saying come work with me? Because we've never worked together before. Owens added that that's a very, very generous thing for him to say, and we'll see what happens with that. But that's encouraging. He continued by saying, "I don't expect to be offered things. It would be lovely as one of the results of this. Some doors open in terms of giving me the opportunity to audition. That I would appreciate always, as all actors do. I don't necessarily feel comfortable being given things as a result of this, though." He said, "I mean, I'm not in a position to turn things down, but I don't expect that kind of thing. I like the idea of, you know, put me in the room with everyone else and see if I'm right, if the right one for the job." Meanwhile, the woman who took the photos of Owens while he was working at Trader Joe's, Karma Lawrence, said that she regrets taking the pictures. She told NJ.com that she didn't mean any ill will towards the actors. She said, "I don't know why I snuck a picture. I figured everybody does it. I don't know what possessed me. I just did it. I didn't even think about it. I just kind of did it on impulse, and it was a bad impulse." She added that she wasn't paid by any outlet for the photos, nor was she looking to be paid. She said, "It wasn't malicious. That's on my kids, my grandkids, my parents. I'm not that type of person. I'm not the monster they're making me out to be."
See, that's what I originally thought. Like, it was just somebody who was like, "Hey, that's the guy from that
check
show.
It out.
Check
yeah,
it out."
Here.
And, like, snap the picture as opposed to, like, look at that guy bagging groceries.
And her entire family can rot in hell.
Wow. You took it pretty personally.
Did I overreact on that?
You may have. Now, I think that's your opinion.
I think she saw a celebrity that you remember from The Cosby Show. And, hey, look who's here.
Yeah, exactly.
But what happened was, in whatever way it was, and I think it was the Daily Mail that first posted it, it had sort of a tone that suggested,
poor
guy here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Poor Jeffrey Owens.
Oh, boy. Everyone becomes Eeyore.
Ex-Basketball Wives star Gloria Govan.
Now, who is she, Preston? That's your show.
She's my favorite, by the way.
She's sassy.
She went to court to keep her ex-husband, Matt Barnes, from trying to take full custody of their twin boys. But listen to this. Instead, the ex-NBA star, Matt Barnes, was granted a restraining order for his wife.
Whoops.
And she must stay 100 yards away. He's claiming that she is a danger to the boys after a heated argument over their custody schedule ended with the reality star behind bars.
Oh, no, he didn't.
As for custody, she will be allowed supervised visitation with the children for 4 hours at a time. So she's got to stay away.
That didn't work out well, you know, did it?
Barnes' attorney, Samantha Spector, said that today was not about Matt or Gloria. It was about protecting the kids and their safety. I don't know anything about her or this basketball player.
I mean, can you really call him a star when he's played for like 8 different NBA teams? He's a player. He's in the league.
Yep.
Everybody's a star when you look at these gossip sites.
Yeah. And you don't have to be a star, baby.
To be in my show.
Mm-mm, not at all. Amazon has picked up Pistorius, a 4-part documentary about the South African Olympic runner who killed his model girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp.
I think I might want to see this.
Yeah. The global launch will be available on September 6th. Oscar Pistorius is still in prison, by the way, for the whole thing.
He went, remember, they retried it. And,
remember,
I have to bounce.
We had the we had the replay of the crime. It's terrible, but
yeah.
This was at the audio of it.
Right here.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and they, he originally had a sentence that everyone thought was, what the hell? Because you remember, he shot through a door. He said he thought there was an intruder in the house, shot into the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was a whole bunch of stuff that suggested that that was not exactly how everything went down.
Yeah.
And they revisited the case, and now he's serving a longer sentence.
It's the guy with the double amputee, right?
Yeah, Blade Runner. Legs.
Yeah, Blade Runner is what they called him. So, very interesting. Hey, speaking of Blade Runner, Harrison Ford.
Oh!
Look at you. Wow.
Look what happened there.
This is from Blade Runner.
Yes.
SAG-AFTRA Foundation will present this year's Artist Inspiration Awards, and Harrison Ford will be among those honored.
Wow.
Yeah, so from he's one of our union brothers.
He gets a Yeti cup.
We're a member of SAG-AFTRA. And honorees from years past include Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet.
It's an honor to be associated with Harrison Ford.
It is.
As we all are now as SAG members.
Yes, as brothers and sisters of him.
That's our acceptance speech.
I don't know really. We do a morning show in Philadelphia, so you can imagine our shock when we were contacted to be a part of this.
I don't think anybody contacted us.
No. are we crashing this?
CBS is no longer involved with a television tribute to Quincy Jones.
No!
A source Variety says the show had not confirmed talent in time to meet deadlines.
I think a documentary, a really well-done documentary about Quincy Jones would be some amazing television.
He worked with everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
From the early days of jazz,
yep,
and the jazz artists that he were, he himself,
mm-hmm,
all the way through to Thriller and beyond.
Did he not? He wrote and produced Space People, did he not?
He did.
Yeah.
Space People.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought he did We Are the World.
That too.
Maybe he did both.
He might have, at the same time.
But the, it's...
You can hear the Quincy Jones element.
Yep.
This is the song that he and Berry Gordy from Motown fought over.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And Quincy won?
Yep. Quincy won.
Space People.
He shows up in Ray for a little bit, doesn't he? Wasn't he friends with... No. Quincy Jones was
yes,
buddies with Ray Charles in that movie, the Jamie Foxx movie. He's in it for a little while.
He was... he was just a kid,
right,
when they met.
It was like at the Newport Jazz Festival or something like that.
Well, that was later on, but originally it was like when they... The very, very beginning.
Oh. He's just a little kid.
Yeah, when Ray was trying to break into the music
space program.
In the space program. So they don't come from here. But NASA, they weren't.
No, there was no space game at that
hiring
point.
Musicians at that point.
There was still a lot of civil unrest.
So it was originally rumored that Oprah Winfrey, Will Smith, and Eddie Murphy had committed to the show, but that ain't happening. Mm-mm.
Maybe they can combine them too if they need to save some money. Do Oscar Pistorius and combine it with Quincy Jones.
Maybe they could.
Yeah,
they were going to do a four-parter on
Oscar Mayer.
The Wienermobile.
We got about like 20% accurate information.
Oh, yeah. And then you're lucky if it's 20.
Yeah.
Please warn us if we ever go over 20% in accuracy.
Now, this is interesting. Gina Davis, the actress, has filed documents in her divorce claiming that she believes that her fourth marriage was never even official in the first place.
Yeah. I think this is a very savvy move. We'll see if it plays out.
According to sources for The Blast, Davis believes the proper paperwork was never filed when when she married Riza Jirai back in 2001.
There's a name.
Sources close to her husband say that there were plenty of witnesses at the wedding, and Davis has given numerous interviews over the years where their marriage was discussed. So,
Yet when they file their tax returns, they never filed as a married couple.
Davis and Jirai were married for 17 years before he filed for divorce in May. They have 13-year-old twin sons, Kais and Kian, as well as a 16-year-old daughter named Aliza.
She's been very unlucky in love, as they say.
Yeah, she was married to Richard Amolo, Jeff Goldblum, and Rennie Harlan over the years.
Rennie Harlan is the director who did Die Hard 2 and also did that Cutthroat Island, that pirate movie with
terrible.
Matthew Modine that tanked.
What was it?
And her,
did
right?
Ford Fairlane. Yeah, she was in that as well. He also directed Ford Fairlane.
I remember Cutthroat Island, Steve, for a long time was the largest, biggest bomb of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
And, originally, it was supposed to have Gina Davis, and I guess sort of at the peak of her career, and Michael Douglas was going to be the co-star.
He passed.
He passed.
And they got Matthew Modine.
And it didn't do so well.
No, wow. It didn't.
One last story. 50 Shades actress Dakota Johnson and Coldplay singer boyfriend Chris Martin inked a deal in their relationship with...
I got a song for you.
With matching tattoos.
Ah.
Don't do that.
Her tat, and I almost thought it said a different word. Okay. I thought there was a W in that.
Hey,
don't say it.
What's that? This is that there on your cooter. Is that a piano key for me? I love it.
Piano key.
It's a note is C, yeah. For cooter.
Her tat.
Yeah.
Was noticed.
What's that there on your tat?
Was noticed last weekend on a red carpet appearance. It is an infinity sign, complete with two X's below her left elbow, the same place as his.
Not just an infinity sign; it's an infinity stone, and it's
wow.
It's the full gauntlet.
I wonder which
on her back between her shoulder blades.
One it is.
It's right. Thanos,
and that is the stories. Let's get to the clips that we have for now. Every year, more and more actors jump from movies to television. Here, Ryan Phillippe from the show Shooter talks about what drew him to the small screen.
I think we're seeing that with a lot of actors. You know, the movie industry has gotten smaller in some ways. There's less films being made. TV offers you an opportunity to explore a character in a different way, in a deeper way.
Put your pants back on!
There's a new episode of Shooter tonight, 10 o'clock on USA. Let's get the next one. Here we go. Eddie Cibrian's character on the ABC show Take Two is put in charge of helping a rehabilitated actor. Here, Eddie talks about why his character took the job.
Why? What I like about the character is, you know, he has, for me, a really strong moral compass. He always does the right thing, even to his detriment. But it's very respectable in that way.
Thing sucks!
New episode of Take Two airs tonight, 10 o'clock on ABC.
When I hear things like that from people like Eddie Cibrian, what I like about the character is just say what you really mean.
I'm eating.
I'm eating. Yeah. I like getting a paycheck every week, and I could care less what this character says or does.
I'm a virtually unemployable actor who scored a job.
Yeah.
I'm very happy.
Very happy. Thank you.
All right. That is what I have in the entertainment report this morning. Real quick, before I mention things that are coming up on the show a little bit later on, Marissa and I have an appearance.
Ooh!
What?
Yeah,
when did this happen?
We are going to be at the Acme on Snyder Avenue in Philadelphia on Saturday from 1 to 3, and I'm actually going to be cooking up some stuff.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm making my Hawaiian melt sandwich.
Your Hawaiian melt sandwich. Can you give a little teaser on what goes into your Hawaiian melt sandwich?
It's a little ham, a little pineapple, a little cheese.
A little bit of love.
A little bit of love in there.
Wow.
I think you'll like it. And Marissa's going to be serving up beer while we're there, too.
Oh.
Pretty sweet deal on Saturday.
You know, my Roxborough Acme has a full booze section now.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cray-cray.
It's called the Frosted Mug.
Yeah.
They're getting more and more of them at different Acmes. The one that out by me has it as well, which is pretty awesome. So... join us on Saturday on Snyder Avenue at Acme from 1 to 3 p.m. Come in and grab some samples. All right, so we're going to take a break. And by the way, we are giving away our trip to London this morning. We are doing it with our listeners coming in who have been a part of our Miller Lite Green Legion London calling trip.
Yes.
And our contestants are arriving shortly. These are the finalists. They'll all be here this morning, and we will draw a name, and somebody's going to London. And we have some parting gifts for everybody, so make sure you got something to leave here with today. But we're excited to welcome these folks to the trip with us. And that'll be taking place this morning. Yes, Casey?
No, we're good. We're good.
Okay. And then we're going to have Colleen Wolfe on the show in just a little bit. She should be here shortly.
Yeah. We were working out traffic details or whatever, okay. But she should be here.
All right.
Presently.
Lickety-split.
Lickety-split. NFL Network, and obviously the Birds get underway today. So we'll talk to her about that and more. We'll be back in just a moment. The A to Z continues, and Steve, the next song is for you.
Oh!
And Casey.
Thank you.
And me.
Oh!
Everybody else who is a fan of Steely Dan. We'll be right back.
The Preston and Steve Show on 93.3 WMMR. Like the podcast, you'll also love it live. When you can call in. Weekdays from 6 a.m. to about 10:30 a.m. on the radio at 93.3 WMMR. Or stream the show live via MMR's mobile app.
best fun of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Thank you very much, Kathy. So this morning, we are welcoming some people into our studio because they've got to be very excited. And we are excited because we are headed to London, England in October for the Philadelphia Eagles as they are playing in England. And we had various events that took place through the Delaware Valley over the past month or so with our friends at Miller Lite and the Green Legion. And we had hordes of people show up to these events, and they hung around and they waited to see if they were going to be a finalist in what is culminating in today's drawing, and that is joining us in England for the live broadcast.
Yes.
And the game.
Very
and
exciting.
The tailgate parties.
And on and on and on.
All the alumni and everything that'll be there. So we have a group of people that are here in our studio, and at some point during this program, we're going to draw a name, and it's just that simple. We're going to draw a name, and that person and a friend or family member is going to be going with us to London. So let's say we're going to say hi to them a little bit of time because we have a dozen people all together. So I'd like to welcome to the studio Amy Hernandez.
Hey!
How you doing, Amy?
Good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. I just wanted to find out a couple things real quick. You are from where?
Delco.
All right. Casey wants you to win, obviously. Okay. You or other people from Delaware County.
Okay.
Where'd you get registered to win this?
At Stinger's Waterfront.
At Stinger's. Okay,
yes.
Cool. And how excited are you? If you win this trip, what do you think?
I just think you should let me win, but I'm really
okay.
excited.
Okay. Listen.
Right now, there's every shot.
I appreciate your honesty. And then we're going to meet John Herbert, who is here this morning. John.
Hello.
Good morning, John. Where are you from?
I'm from Northeast Philly.
Northeast Philly. But where did you...
Close to Buxcombe.
Where did you win?
I won at Barnaby's in Havertown.
Yeah. Which is in Delaware County.
And yet again. Yet again.
Another. It all comes back to Delco. All right, so, John, so you came in with your dad.
Yes.
If you win, who's going with you?
My dad.
They're very good. are you John Jr.?
I am.
Okay, nice. All right, well, listen, we wish you good luck,
Thank you very much.
Going to draw the name in a little while. So congratulations on getting this far.
Yeah.
So it's Amy and John, two of our contestants. By the end of it all, we'll meet everybody, and then we're going to draw for it probably, I don't know, about an hour from now.
I think so,
like
yeah,
so
yeah.
We'll have to step up the meeting of everybody in a little bit.
But, I can't believe this is actually happening. I can't believe
that we're going,
that we're going and that we're broadcasting live. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. This was this is Casey's baby. This is his idea go to London.
You know what? Really, I think we have Kathy to thank on this one. Because she
Kathy
just...
was begging to go see the Eagles in England?
No, Kathy asked me just a simple, hey, can you ask Quimby what hotel the Green Legion is staying at with their trip? So I just texted Quimby. I go, hey, what hotel are you guys staying at? And then he called me, and then the rest is history.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that's how this whole started. Like, I didn't go...
How about that? I thought it was a much bigger thing.
No, I didn't go fishing for this. This wasn't like, oh, man, let me see how I can get to London for, you know, for work. And no, it's not how it happened, but thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
So somebody's going to be joining this whole thing. You're going to a game tonight, I guess, Case?
I am. Yeah, my little brother, my baby brother, turns 40 tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
And I was not going to go to the game because it's late and blah, blah, blah. But he turns 40 tomorrow. They're raising the Super Bowl banner tonight.
It's too important.
Yep.
Especially for you.
Yeah, I thought I remember you saying that you were going to skip this one just because of those factors.
Yeah, but the fact that he turns 40 at midnight and, you know, that's kind of the only reason I'm going.
Are you going down to all the pregame stuff as well?
Yeah, well, so it's up to him.
You're a big Shawn Mendes fan, aren't you?
No, see... Thank God, that's all at Penn's Landing, so I don't have to like be a part of any of that stuff. No. So we've made friends with these people. I forget the guy's name every off season, but every season that comes around, we tailgate with these guys at FDR Park. Actually, he's a huge fan of the Preston Steve Show, and he saves us a spot, so we go and we hang out there. And
let me ask you something because we're now entering the season as Super Bowl champions, you have no context with which to judge your rituals by, correct?
Yeah. So I was telling Preston this morning.
This is a very dicey situation.
Well, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I don't know if you know this or not, but and then I thought maybe all of my superstitions were going to be lifted as a result of said championship win. I'm wearing green underwear right now.
My guess is they're only going to get exponentially that much more complex. Because you have that many more things to follow.
Listen, it's no way to live. I will say,
what an endorsement of the NFL.
It's no way to live.
No.
The superstition.
Yeah. The superstition, like avoiding red all day today. Come on, man. But I, you know, there was something that I had done.
Wait, how do you avoid red?
Well, I went through every red light. But believe me, when I was going down Westchester Pike, I was like, wow, every light's green. I'm like, this is a really good sign.
I do look for these things.
All right. I barely caught any red lights this morning.
If you do by any chance encounter something red, or you're using something that's red, or you turn it over and see that it's red, is there a way to wash it away from the psychic forces?
I really do try to take care of these things ahead of time, right? So, like, let's say my loofah was red.
Yes.
Okay?
Which is a common color for a loofah.
Right, but it never is. My loofah is always green. But let's just say my loofah was red, or my shampoo was red, or whatever. I would know this on Saturday night, and I would go and make the proper arrangements on Saturday so I didn't run into these problems on Sunday.
All right.
It's just kind of how I've gotten so used to it. You know what I mean?
What about the kids? Anything red?
No. You know, their uniforms are blue. And gray, so we're in good shape there.
Let me ask you, when a loss happens, do you look for reasons why they happened, superstitious-wise?
Preston, not only losses, but bad plays, okay? Bad plays. So, for instance...
So you do a forensic check of what you...
At the NFC Championship game... Because I had my dog mask with me, there were certain ways that I was holding the dog mask. I'm like, oh, man, they just got 15 yards on that play, you know, the other team. So I'm like, I got to put the dog mask in my left hand.
Oh, my God.
You should ask Chuck. Chuck was the same way. It's not just, like, what we did, you know, game-wise. It's like.
Did you just say we? Oh, you and Chuck.
Me and Chuck and other people with these
weird.
Really?
Chuck's like that?
Oh, yeah.
Chuck is more of Phillies.
No. I would say probably Chuck goes Flyers, then Eagles, then Phillies and Sixers.
Huh.
I don't know if I'm accurate on that, but he really should come down here because he was the same exact thing. Like, I think maybe he was drinking his beer out of his right hand and, you know, the other team completed the pass. He's like, oh my gosh, I got to switch to my left hand. Yeah.
But you know what you're experiencing is the way someone who's like a hoarder or, you know, like a real OCD level, because I mean, you do employ all this stuff. You do go to these lengths to make sure, you know, you would crucify yourself if you failed to do something and there was a loss, correct?
Yeah. So, I'm like, oh man, I did something wrong here. Huh. But it wasn't just me. It was me and
it was Chuck's fault.
I'll blame Chuck. But I really, after the Super Bowl, I was like, I don't have to do this anymore. I don't have to do it anymore. I can, you know, I can retire my jersey that I had to wear during every single game.
But don't you think, Preston, wouldn't you assume that it would get that much more intricate now because you have a context that led to a Super Bowl victory? Now you're going to try to retrace your steps.
I don't know,
man. Right?
I think it's
like a spiral that gets much more demanding after a win. I don't think you're free of all your rituals.
It could if you realize that what you do has absolutely nothing to
do
with
the outcome
of a game.
It completely affects it.
Then maybe you'll realize that it's all for naught. I mean, I've realized, you know, I would always be superstitious of mentioning something about the weather when the weather's important. Oh man, if only hopefully it won't rain because we've got this event coming up. Why did I just say that? I think I just jinxed myself. It has nothing to do with what will happen.
Let
in the
me
weather
ask you.
Pattern. So I've stopped caring.
When you play golf,
yeah.
Rituals? Any things that you do?
No, nothing.
Nothing.
Just a proper swing.
Yeah,
which is all mechanics.
I have
zero.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Where do you keep your tees?
In my right pocket because I don't wear a glove on that hand, and whenever I wear a glove on this hand, I can't feel them in the other one. So all it's right. because of
it's damn near voodoo.
All right.
So anyway, it's begun. You couldn't resist.
I couldn't resist.
Yeah. Okay.
I couldn't resist.
That's okay, man.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I know. But listen, I do like it as well.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
I feel like you've to quote Nick, you've got skin in the game.
I do.
when you do that.
Let me ask you a question. You're a bigger Eagles fan than I am. I might be a bigger Phillies fan than you are. And that's not a judgment thing. I follow baseball more than I follow football. In 2008, the Phillies won the World Series. In 2009, they went to the World Series. It didn't bother me that much that they lost because they had won the year before. And I'm wondering if the win last year
is a salve at this point. And, you know, like that you're just going to be able to get through the season and enjoy the win because it's recent history.
I was watching, there was a 30 for 30 last night about Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells, who had coached together for years. So Belichick has won all these Super Bowls with the Giants and the Patriots. And I was thinking of Giants fans because they had a pretty good damn good team in the 80s, and they got lucky a couple of times with Eli Manning. But those guys are still, those Giants fans are still passionate and live and die with every win and loss and, you know, and interception and all that sort of stuff. And there's a guy, Sean, that listens to our show, and he's such a dick. You know, Giants.
You say
fan.
That lovingly.
Yeah, you know, I do.
Yeah, he's
I do.
A great he's guy, but he's now, a
but,
dick. Yeah.
But he's a Giants fan, and so I would say, if based on that and how he lives and dies by every snap of the ball for the Giants, probably not. I would hope.
Looking back on 2009, I really wish beat the Yankees because it would have been nice to have at least two World Series victories.
Yeah.
But at the time, it didn't bother me that much. And so, like, I really enjoyed the World Series win in 2008, and it carried me for a while.
Do you think, Nick, it's a case of, like, you're almost spent? You spent,
oh, my God,
you were such a coiled spring. Yeah. Well, like, you've got, so yes. You know.
I was reliving it a little bit this week because Ryan Howard officially announced that he's retiring. And so I was thinking about the years 2007 to 2011 when the Phillies were really good. They were the best team in the National League, consistently going to the playoffs, doing really well every year. And it was fantastic as a Phillies fan. It was also exhausting.
Yeah.
It beat the crap out of me every October. It was expensive because you're spending all this time and money going to the Phillies games. And it was great. I love that. But I was really tired by the end of October every year.
Yeah. Like, enough.
All right. Well, get yourself set, man, because things start today. Hey, our guest has just arrived. We had some traffic issues on the Schuylkill Expressway. Surprise, surprise. But the NFL kickoff broadcast live on Penn's Landing is taking place. And she's back in Philadelphia. And we're happy to welcome. You may have seen her from time to time. The NFL Network. Good morning, football weekend. Colleen Wolf is here.
Yeah. You guys,
we're awesome. How you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, the traffic, it was real this morning, but shout out to my Uber driver who was breaking all sorts of laws
love
to
it.
Get
love
me
that.
Here Ralph, you're that. The best.
Yeah. Hey Kyle, I'm a big fan of yours,
and
when you were living here and working here in Philadelphia, I had never met you. But I do know your husband, Gonzo. John.
Yeah, you guys like eat sandwiches together like Lady and the Tramp. I mean, we don't even do that, my husband and I, but you guys do.
We've actually, your husband and I have shared a bathtub together as well. I don't know if you saw that episode.
Wait, what?
Oh, it was on the show.
Oh, Taxicab Confessions.
No, the 700 level.
Oh,
the 700 level I would do.
I forgot about that.
Basically the same thing.
Yeah. But I don't have your contact information, but I watch you every single Sunday. Because I'm a fantasy football player, also a huge Eagles fan, so I get up and I watch. It's football every Sunday morning, till I go to bed Sunday night. It's nothing but football, and I'm watching you, and I'm like, wow, like you're awesome. Like
this is such a great
job. It was worth that Uber trip, wasn't it?
I know, this is great, guys. I'll come in all the time.
No, but you do a really, really great job, and I don't think people realize like how hard of a job that you have, because it's a lot like what Preston has. Like, you have some scripted stuff and then some other stuff, and then like you're the captain of this ship, and you're trying to reel it all in, and you do it seamlessly. And I just wanted to say you do a really, really wonderful job.
That's so nice. I always say to my husband, work is a lot of work.
And
I never really thought that I would. It feels like I went back to college all the time. Like, I'm just constantly studying and writing notes and making binders. And I'm like, this is kind of exhausting. But then once the show goes on, it's so much easier. Like, it's just like you can relax
in the moment,
once the show starts.
And you love it. It's what you love.
It's great.
That changes everything.
When did you leave here and go out there?
I've been at NFL Network for 4 years now.
And you guys had a bi-coastal marriage for a little while, right? Because he was living here and working here and doing stuff for NBC Sports Philly or CSN Philly, and then you were out there. Did that take its toll? Was that hard?
We were bi-coastal for 2 years, and that was hard. Also, he had the dogs here, too, so it's like I could talk to John on the phone and FaceTime with him.
But you really
missed
the dogs.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my God.
We're the freaking dogs.
Right.
So you were living with your old roommate in L.A., though?
It was so weird. So Kristen Sugden, who she was an intern for you guys a while ago.
Not Gams, but...
Oh, the other, yes.
Chud,
we called her. She's great.
She got a tattoo on the air here, I think.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's getting that removed right now, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
Oops.
So we both got job offers the same week in L.A., and we were like, yo, let's just move in together.
That's cool. She was doing a show with
Charlie Manuel.
Charlie Manuel,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, then she went out there, and she started working with the Kardashians, and she works for Reese Witherspoon. Spoons production company. She's like really good, guys. Nice. Yeah.
See, and she learned it all here.
She
all
did.
Here. And yet she's tearing off that tattoo, burning it off to block out that part of her
history.
I don't
even remember what it was.
It's a large gorilla with a dildo.
No, it's
super
not.
Super weird, right? You know what it is, Colleen? Yeah, it was, she studied abroad in New Zealand, so it was something with like the New Zealand, I don't know, whatever their logo, their seal is. But what happened was when she got tattooed, she had her legs crossed.
Okay.
And she got it on her hip. She's going to be thrilled that I'm talking about this. And when she uncrossed her legs, it was an oval. And
it didn't
really work as well that way.
Oops.
Oh, well.
So.
Yeah, that's par for the course here.
I can't believe she works with all the, and she does not say, hey, why don't you guys call in to the Preston and Steve show?
You want
Reese Witherspoon?
We need to get in touch with her.
Yeah.
That's how it works,
we'll have
I guess.
To, we'll have to rekindle that. When did you get in town?
I got in on Tuesday.
Oh, so you've been here for a couple of days. Okay.
Yeah, it was my wedding anniversary. It's sort of like a tradition now. I fly across the country on our anniversary. Usually.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, bye. Yeah. Later. 7 years. Cool.
Oh, he's still in L.A.?
Yeah.
You didn't bring him home for the Eagles home opener?
I didn't. And I'm going tonight. I'm really excited about it.
So he's back there just being bi, as you said. Bicoastal, I'm sorry.
Not being bi.
He may be. She may not know about that.
So
he's got the dogs.
Are you going to the game or are you working the game? Or is it kind of both?
I'm working before the game at Penn's Landing. I know you're excited about Penn's Landing.
Yeah. Well, no. I'm excited that I don't have to go anywhere near it. I'm excited about that. So I'm coming from Delco, so I avoid that part of Philadelphia altogether. But are you going to be with Michael Robinson? Or
yeah, okay. I'll be with Michael Robinson and Reggie Bush there, and I'm trying to get guys, Eagles fans who got tattoos in the off season, to come by and show us what they got, because a ton of people have
we got
been
any in the
so
room?
Really a ton of people have been tweeting me amazing tattoos.
Oh, you should see the one we gave on Tuesday.
Yeah, there's a picture.
That's so cool. Wow.
Really?
I looked at the top and then I saw the bottom.
Yeah, for those who haven't seen, it's Carson Wentz in a kind of a half crop jersey and no pants at all. He's wearing a jock strap
and socks.
And very hairy legs and socks, yes.
Very
see,
detailed.
That's what you want to see.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, we're going to put that just right on the air.
For the record, that guy lost the bet.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
He did not
so.
Think they would win. Yeah. And, we know what happened.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's great.
Oh, we've had some massively horrible tattoos occur on the show. Every Tuesday it happens. So,
So how do you feel? I mean, listen, we were just talking about Casey and the last year, obviously the triumphant season, as good as you could possibly get it. And rolling into this, and he's got superstitions that he's still following with. Here we are, the first game of the season, already hoping to do the proper things to ensure another Super Bowl victory this year.
Right.
What do you think about this new season and what may be, you know?
The Eagles, they look great in terms of they didn't lose a lot of pieces from last year. And if you are just looking at their rosters on paper, the Super Bowl roster and this roster that they have right now, it's better, actually, than it was then. Now, of course, if you're looking at the preseason, you might be a little worried right now about Nick Foles starting the game, but he was without so many of his starting pieces. And look, it's not like they're game planning during the preseason.
So to this point, and I was talking to Casey about this and watching one of the games, and as I'm watching the game, it to me, and again, I don't get as focused on it. I'm sorry, hitting my microphone.
Wow.
Passionate as he does. But the truth of the matter is, I'm watching it, and it appeared to me like, all right, let's try this. Let's see how this might work out. It had a very, like, well, let's throw a couple things at the wall and see which sticks sort of approach to the game. It certainly wasn't the main, it didn't seem the main drive was you would like to win, but they wanted to try different scenarios, which is the whole purpose of that whole, the run of games, the preseason games, is to, on the field, try some things and get it up and going and pick up momentum, correct?
Yeah, it's you're just looking at your young guys, too.
Yeah,
I
mean, in fact, you still have to make cuts. You're basing a lot of the cuts on how they are on the field in play.
Yeah, so if you're getting super upset about the third preseason game, which is, oh, God, it's the dress rehearsal for the regular season, give me a break. No, it's not. I mean, yes, the Eagles lost 5-0 to the Cleveland Browns. Hey, they could have been better. Could have been a better outcome there. But I'm not worried about that. I'm not taking that and putting a whole lot of weight into it because I don't know what Nick Foles is going to show up in this game. But also, I don't know what Atlanta Falcons offense is going to show up here. I don't know if Steve Sarkisian is going to learn from his mistakes or if he's going to do the same stuff that he did last year. Julio Jones only had 3 touchdowns last year. 3. That's unbelievable. He is one of the best wide receivers in the game. Yes.
He's gigantic. I mean, he's a monster in the red zone. You have to, like, actively try to not get him touchdowns. I didn't realize he only had 3.
3. Yeah.
3 touchdowns.
So again, it doesn't, so the team is, you say on paper, is even better this iteration than last go around, but all the other teams change as well. So as you take a look at the broad panacea that's out there, mm-hmm. how this is all a futile effort, but we do it anyway. how does it seem to shape? How is the environment in which this on paper better team is going to play, and how does it stack up for them?
Well, I think in terms of the NFC, you still have to worry about the Vikings. You still have to worry about the Saints and now the Packers. Of course, they have Aaron Rodgers back. The AFC is sort of the same with it's just the Patriots all the time.
Right.
I think also the Falcons, though, for real. I mean, they're going to be legitimate. Yeah, they're going to be legitimately good.
Yeah.
But they did lose some pieces on their defense. They lost on Terry Poe. They lost Adrian Claiborne. And those are big losses. But going up against this offensive line, the Eagles offensive line, who has Jason Peters back, that's going to be something to watch tonight.
Yeah, and weather-wise, it's not looking all that spectacular tonight.
My hair is really excited about that. Super pumped.
Why didn't you just get your Jerry curl now?
Mm-hmm. Humidity, it's still a thing, huh? Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you about, lifestyle-wise, I think the Eagles have been, and the Eagles fans, Philadelphia fans, have been the punchline and the butt of a lot of jokes. And I feel like the tide is turning right now.
To bigger jokes.
Really? That's like a pretty bold statement.
Well, you got to hear me out here. It starts with the Eagles team, right? The team that won the Super Bowl last year is super likable with, like, mega Christian quarterback. And then you have, like, you know, like, Zach Ertz. Like, this just this really, really likable team. Then you have people like yourself, Kyle Brandt. Right. So
Kyle's my guy. I love Kyle.
I love Kyle. We're going to have him on next week. But you guys are like cheerleaders for Philadelphia on a national stage. And I sort of feel like you guys are helping out the city of Philadelphia.
Do you feel that?
I don't know if you feel, that? Way.
My bosses are thrilled. They're like, yo, this is not an Eagles pregame show, guys. Like, that literally happened last year where before our show, our boss came in and was like, please remember that, like, there are other teams in the league.
Yeah.
Because our entire control room, for the most part, we're at NFL Films in Jersey. So there's so many Eagles fans everywhere. We're all like, yeah, it's the Eagles week this week. Like, and you can tell whenever the Eagles lose, the shows just don't have the same pep and their step that they normally would. But yeah, I do feel that last year, it was such a great opportunity to really just out myself as an Eagles fan and just lean into it because it was so, so much fun.
And believe me, the media really wanted when there were celebrations in the city and they were waiting for something. And the worst that happened is
a guy ate poop.
Guy ate horse crap.
Yeah,
he didn't just force
that?
Somebody else.
You know how hard it is to do that. It was quite an accomplishment.
He didn't force somebody else
of the fiber.
To do it.
A sacrifice.
Yeah. He ate it himself. Yes. He ate it himself. That's the worst. Guy.
It was a personal decision. It's all good.
But meanwhile, yesterday, Casey, people were razzing Jordan Spieth simply because he's from Dallas. So.
Well, you know, that's the fun of it all. You know, the Cowboys and stuff.
Yeah.
Here's the deal.
Okay.
Here comes the explanation.
Here's the deal.
Unless you're a Cowboy fan, everybody hates you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's only Cowboys fans.
Nothing we can do about it.
Yeah. Simple as that. You know, like, I don't think that makes us look bad. I really don't think it makes us look bad.
Do you agree with that, Colleen?
Yeah, totally.
I'm 100%. I'm here in your studio. I agree with you.
Yes, thank you.
While in Philadelphia, yeah. I certainly agree with you. Mm-hmm.
By the way, yes, all the people in the studio here are qualified to go on a trip with us to London for the game.
That's amazing.
In October. Are you going to be overseas for that game?
No, sadly.
How'd you get screwed out of that one?
I know. I really wanted to go, but the Monday through Friday Good Morning Football guys, they're going to go over.
Okay.
And I think I'm filling in for them in New York. So I don't get to go to London, but I get to go to New York City.
This is actually, from what you're saying, Case, it will be a good game. It's you know.
Yeah. I mean, in years past, it was like the Browns versus the Jaguars, yeah. who, and not like the AFC Championship game Jags, but like right. the 2-14
The Jags,
Jags,
though, are amazing yeah. when they play in London. Like, uh-huh. that's their perfect place. They wow. end up, I think it was last year against, what was it, the Ravens? It was really embarrassing for the Ravens and the Jags. That was the first time last season I actually thought, oh, wow, the Jags, like, actually could be good.
Yeah. How is it received crazy. Over there? I mean, is it you know, in general, I mean, obviously there's a lot of people from here who are going a crap load. So, you know, they'll have that support. But I wonder how Brits in general take to the game, you know, American football.
I was just over in London in July, and I do, I'm part of a podcast, the Around the NFL podcast, and they have so many loyal listeners in the UK. It's
really?
Unbelievable. Like, I went to a bar and I was like, hey, if you're in the area, stop by. There was a dude that, there were people that came in from like 45 minutes away. Somebody came down from Scotland. Like, they are so awesome and they love football over there. They love American football.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's such a great game. And at the professional level, it's so polished and the coverage is, I don't know why it, or how it can't be so well received everywhere. I mean, it's a really great sport to watch. It's, you know, it's amazing.
You're talking so up a good case. He's very, very excited. Yes, yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah, yeah. And so, and at least we're finally sending a really good product over there. You're having the Super Bowl champions going up against an AFC championship contender. And, you know, so in years past, it wasn't always that. So at least on paper, in September, that game in October looks to be really good.
Yeah, right. And they deck out the entire city downtown.
Do they?
They have, oh, yeah, they have, like, NFL flags up, and there's all sorts of areas where you can go and do, like, NFL experience type things. It's cool.
They haven't had Eagles fans there yet, and I'm wondering.
I know, I'm worried.
They have soccer hooligans.
Are pretty potent.
But they haven't had Eagles fans, and it'll be interesting. What I've heard is that it's a great reason to for American tourists to visit London. So if you're an Eagles fan and you live in L.A. or you live in Scotland, or wherever, that's the weekend you want to go visit London, spend the weekend there, go to the game and whatever. So it'll be interesting for me to see thousands of Eagles fans descending on the town.
Yes, that is true. Yeah. I mean, I thought when Philly held the draft 2 years ago, I was surprised how amazing everybody was. Like, I was like,
good,
we
right?
did it.
Yes.
It was so great, guys. We all got along. Yeah.
No one got killed.
Right. It was
like
great.
A teacher in, you know, in grade school. I'm so proud of you guys.
Good job, guys.
Good job.
Philadelphia yeah. plays well with others. Yes. Needs to improve penmanship.
They
no timeouts. Yes.
Finally got a good report card.
Well, today maybe we'll a similar vibe, right? We hope in pre-celebration.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I'm going to be on the lookout.
A lot of horse poop out there to eat.
I know. Keep the horses away. This is awful.
Colleen, if people want to find you, where should they go if they want to say hi or something
like that? On Twitter, at Colleen Wolf NFL, and on Instagram, at Colleen Wolf.
Okay. How about in person, like today at the game?
Today. Yeah. Oh, yeah, right? Just go on social media. I'm never really anywhere in person. Penn's Landing today. Okay. We will be there 5:30 to 7:30.
Okay.
Somewhere in that region.
And that mass of people that'll be there.
Yes.
Awesome. Cool. Well, listen, thank you for coming in this morning. Sorry about the traffic issue, but we're glad we got you in for a little while. And welcome back home and happy anniversary.
Thank you guys. It's been amazing. I will. He loves you guys. He says hello.
He's the man. Excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Colleen Wolf, guys.
Yeah.
NFL Network. We're going to take a quick break. We've got to give away a trip to London, as I said a little while ago. Other things going on, the B-Files, some giveaways. Our friends from Panera are here as well. I got to thank them for bringing by some grub for our in-studio guests. And I got to remind you, Panera's food as it should be, and now it's delivering. 37 area stores are now offering delivery, and they need drivers now. So go to jobs.americanbreadcompany.net, and you just might get one. We'll be back in a moment.
This fall's biggest arena rock concert, MMR Rocks, Metallica. October 25th at Wells Fargo Center. It's MMR's 50th finale, capping off the best year a radio station ever had, turning 50.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Celebrate early and join us this Saturday for a pair of ticket parties and get yourself into the show for free. We'll be at Infinity of Westchester from 10 a.m. to noon, then Exton Nissan from 1 to 3 p.m., giving away a pair of tickets every hour. The WMMR 50th finale with Metallica.
Presented by Bush Auto Group's Nissan 422 of Limerick. You'll do better at Bush.
Details at WMMR.com. Happy birthday to us.
I guess we better do this right now. We need to meet a couple more contestants who are here this morning. We're headed to London, England, and over the past month or more, we have been headed out to various locations with our friends at Miller Lite and the Green Legion, getting people registered for this trip to come and join us.
Yes.
As we head to England to see the Eagles play, and we have 10 people all together in our studio, 12 names, 12 finalists. Two people couldn't make it this morning, but we're going to meet each of our finalists. So just to say hi before we do the drawing in a little while. So we want to welcome Troy Williams this morning. What's up, Troy? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. Where are you from, sir?
I'm from Philly.
You're from Philly. Yeah. All right. And where did you get, where did you win your chance?
I won at McGurk's in Horsham.
At McGurk's. All right, cool, man. Well, listen, first of all, congratulations. Have you ever been to England before?
I have not.
Have you ever been out of the country before?
No, I haven't, actually.
Nice. So this could be a huge adventure for you.
Yeah, big deal.
Nice, I have a question for Troy, because I worked this event. I worked the McGurk's event, and there were so many people there that I was like, dude, I'm not drawing names. So I grabbed some little kid to draw the name. So
like, his ass could get kicked.
I'm like, nobody's going to boo a kid. Yeah. So they draw your name, and you were excited, but everybody started laughing. Like, what was so funny about you winning?
The funny thing is, I'm actually a big-time Cowboys fan.
Oh!
Did you know that?
No. I had no idea.
It's
not his fault.
It's not his. He put his name in the bus.
He put his name in.
Yes.
He has every bit the chance everyone else does.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't reveal that ever again.
Ever.
Yeah.
Thanks, Troy. Good luck.
Yeah.
All right. Next, we have.
Never been out of the country.
Next, we have Melissa Quim, who is here this morning.
Big fan of ISIS over here.
Get close to the mic. You can take a pause, Case. Melissa, where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Bucks, but I live in Upper Darby.
Oh, okay. So you have bridged the gap between the counties. Where did you get registered to win?
At Liberty Bar and Grill.
Okay. Was that the first event?
Second,
okay. So right out of the gate. Yeah. Yep. Very cool.
And who will you take with you if you win the trip?
Brandon.
You need to speak. You can't point.
Brendan, my significant other.
Oh, your significant other. We know him very well. Oh,
yeah,
very
he was in the belly flop competition.
He was, and did quite well.
All right, well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
And then last but not least, by far the most interesting name of everyone on this list.
Oh, can't wait.
Miss Ginny Pickles.
Miss Ginny Pickles!
Hi, Ginny.
Hi.
Where are you from?
Limerick.
From Limerick, out my way.
Mm-hmm.
Not too far from here. Nice. Mm-hmm. Very good. All right.
Do you ever see Preston wandering about town? You ever see him wandering around? No?
I might have.
I can't hear you. Can you get closer to the microphone?
I might have seen you somewhere.
Maybe.
Right. Maybe I shouldn't have.
I mean, he's a huge celebrity out in Limerick.
Listen, we'll talk about that later. So is Pickles your married name or your maiden name?
That's my maiden name.
Maiden name, really?
Yep.
What's it like growing up being a pickle?
It's wonderful because when people say your name, they can't help but smile.
I agree. I would agree. And so who are you going to take with you if you win the trip to London?
I'm still weighing my options.
That's a good thing. People will get on your good side.
Get a nice boy toy to go with you
if you win this. All right. Well, we'll find out in a little while, Jenny. So good luck to you. All right. So that's three more of our contestants, Jenny and Melissa and Troy, who are on board now. And we're going to draw for this probably in the next half hour or so.
Yes.
And we'll meet three more at the end of The Bizarre File.
Now, WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
And this morning's Bizarre File is brought to you by French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville with everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. All the big name brands, they have them. Visit FrenchCreekOutfitters.com for additional information. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else? A South Carolina woman has been charged with murder after allegedly poisoning her husband by putting eye drops into his water for several days.
So that old trick, you know, it's like in wedding crashes. Yeah, but people think, oh, that's just a, like a fun deal. You can, well, obviously, you
yes,
can cause significant problems.
You can absolutely kill someone from doing that. Lana Clayton was arrested weeks after her husband, Stephen Clayton, was found dead at home. She was detained when a toxicology test discovered a chemical called tetrahydrozoline in his body. The substance is found in over-the-counter eye drops and nasal sprays that are available without a prescription. Police also charged her with unlawful malicious tampering of food between the dates of the 19th and 21st of July when the alleged murder occurred. Now, there's a different twist to this as well. Police say that she admitted to poisoning her husband without his knowledge. Mr. Clayton was pronounced dead after appearing to suffer a fall down the stairs in the foyer of their home.
Uh-huh.
A funeral was held for him in the couple's backyard in early August. Friends and neighbors say before investigators discovered his cause of death. Mrs. Clayton has no previous criminal record and has not been arrested before. But prosecutors say they're now reviewing, listen to this, a 2016 incident in which she shot her husband in the head with a crossbow as he slept.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you get up at night, you're walking around with nothing to do, you do a little crossbow practice.
Police determined that the shooting was accidental, and investigators
maybe not
found Mrs. Clayton at home crying and upset after the crossbow incident. She said at the time that her husband was mentally abusive to her and had mood swings but never physically hurt her.
Uh-huh.
The chemical that she put into the drinks can cause seizures, stop breathing, and induce comas. And even a few drops of the drug, which is intended to reduce redness, can cause serious adverse events. And the couple has been together for 8 years. They're been together for 8 years.
That is effed up.
But she shot him in the head.
With a crossbow.
With a crossbow initially.
Honey, would you mind if I got a crossbow and kept it in the bedroom?
And then found out that she killed him via
drops. And get a gallon of eye drops.
Listen to this one. Police in Russia are investigating claims that a boy beheaded himself with a chainsaw.
Oh my God.
After losing a computer game.
Oh,
what game?
I'm not sure. A
just
criminal.
You're a jerk.
Put this in context.
A criminal case has been opened into incitement to suicide after 15-year-old Pavel Matveev's body was found. Reports say the boy went out into his yard and switched on a chainsaw and sawed off his own head.
Oh my God.
Russian media cited local sources saying that he was addicted to a computer that his single mother had bought for him. It was unclear what game he was playing. A female source said that is what killed him.
Did he explain Fortnite?
He spent hours at his computer and his nerves gave in after a game. Well, maybe, Steve. I don't know. A criminal case was opened into the case. Now, Russia, the reason I say I'm not sure is because Russia has had a spate of cases where so-called death groups allegedly incite children and teenagers to take their own lives in social media games.
Oh,
but
man,
it's not clear that that was involved in this tragedy. Some death groups feature a so-called game called Blue Whale.
Yeah, you'd reported on this a while ago.
In which they are brainwashed to sick online mentors to complete 50 steps, including exhaustion and self-harm, which culminates in suicide. Isn't that messed up?
Chainsaw.
Yeah, that's, I don't know how that whole thing happened. It's crazy. All right, something a little bit lighter fare for you. No death involved in this one. Austrians often lament having their European country mistaken for Australia, which is 8,700 miles away. And a kangaroo sighting there in Austria may complicate matters.
Uh-huh.
The animal, native to Australia, was spotted by residents in forest and meadows near the small town of Kirchschlag in northern Austria.
We had long suspected they were one and the same.
Police confirmed multiple sightings over the weekend, but told the BBC on Tuesday the mystery marsupial remained at large. It sounds unbelievable, but it's true, a local police official had said.
Yeah, we're watching the footage. That's a kangaroo, all right.
We have called all the zoos and kangaroo breeders around us, but no one is missing a kangaroo. We hope the owner will come forward. Local media reported the authorities were treating the animal, which requires a permit to be owned as a pet, in the same way that they would a runaway dog. But they're trying to figure out who owns the kangaroo in Austria, not Australia. Police say a joyride on a tractor has resulted in multiple drug-related charges against a man. Police were called Friday about a tractor that was taken without the owner's consent. Officers saw the tractor being driven about noon, pulled the driver over, identified as Anthony Waters. Waters was arrested on charges of driving under the influence. So he was drunk while he's driving a tractor.
This is not my tractor.
And his license was revoked, and he was taken to the county jail where he remained logged in Monday. Officers continued an investigation into possible drug use and searched his house. They found methamphetamine, hydromorphone, and cannabis during the search.
Is it one of these cases where the guy thinks he's not breaking the law because it's not a car?
It may have been. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And he was subsequently charged with possession of a controlled substance. And then we'll do one more story. And this is painful. Unlucky beachgoer was left writhing on the sand in agony after his genitals were jabbed by a stingray's barbed tail.
Oh,
dude.
Ow.
Yeah.
Oh, my balls.
You don't even have one. And ow. The unnamed man was enjoying a sunny day in the tropical city of Sanya, South China, when the freak accident occurred. Footage from the beach shows the tourist wincing in pain as a crowd, including police, gathers around to see and assess his injuries.
Stand back. He got stung in the balls.
Having just taken a dip in the sea, the man reportedly ran back onto the beach, crying in pain after the stingray's barbed tail found its way into his swim shorts and hooked onto his genitals. The video shows him lying prone on the sand with the stingray. The exact type of which was not reported nearby. A member of the fire service said that he and his colleagues did not have the proper equipment to unhook the spiny tail from the man's privates. The fireman said, rip it off. Fireman said, on the paramedics' advice, we cut off the barbs with our tools. The unfortunate tourist is said to have been able to stand immediately afterwards, but soon followed the paramedics to hospital for a checkup. It's unclear whether the man was ever at risk of venom exposure, while the ray is thought to have died on the beach.
Of embarrassment.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at the face. We're looking at the picture, though. That is the sign of agony.
Dude, and that killed Steve Irwin.
Yeah, right to the heart.
Yeah. All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the bizarre file for you. All right, let's meet three more people who are going to be joining us in London. It's London Calling from Miller Lite and Green Legion, and three more people to say hello to before we make our drawing and see who's going to be headed over the sea with us. And we're going to meet, who do we have here? We have, does that say Tracy? Yeah, Tracy, scoot up nice and close to that microphone. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. Where are you from, Tracy?
I'm from Harleysville.
Oh, my hometown. Nice. Excellent. Where did you win your chance to be in here this morning?
Green Turtle in North Wales.
At the Green Turtle in North Wales. Nice. And did you stick around for very long, or did you come at the very beginning, or get in there last
second? Beginning and stayed till the end. And
it paid off.
Yeah, great.
And let's see if it pays off all the way. Who will go with you if you win the trip?
My darling husband, Robert.
Ah, that's very nice. All right, we wish you good luck, Tracy.
Thank you.
Then we have, believe it or not, where's Mike? We have Michael Schmidt, who is here.
Hey! That's a great name, yeah.
Greatest Philly ever.
And Mike, where are you from?
I'm Delco.
Just Delco in general? Or
Springfield.
Springfield.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Delco, all right.
Pretty damn Delco.
Springfield, well.
Pretty damn Delco.
And you've been listening to the show for a long time?
Yeah, 103.9.
Back to DRE days.
DRE days.
Wow. Awesome.
Nice. Have we ever met at events or anything?
I think I won a couple ticket raids from you guys for festivals and stuff.
Feel pretty lucky?
Yeah.
All right. Excellent, man. Well, good luck. And have you ever been to England before?
I have.
Okay. Then maybe you could help us out when we get there.
Okay.
Nice. All right.
Let's go.
And then the last guest for now we're going to meet is Anthony D'Angelo.
Anthony.
I don't even have your mic on. Nice to see you, Anthony. How you doing, buddy?
Good, good. How are you?
Anthony, I'm doing very well, thank you. By far the snappiest dresser.
Yes,
he is, yes.
You win.
I have to go to work later.
Well, where do you work? If I may ask.
I'm an attorney with Pondley Hockey, Stern and Giordano.
Ah, Pondley Hockey, yes.
Nice.
Excellent. And have you ever toured overseas?
I have been overseas, not to England, though.
Have you ever been with Whitesnake on their tour in Europe? No. I'm sorry, where have you been to?
I've been overseas to Europe, not to England, though. I'd love to go see Wembley Stadium. And
it's wonderful, yeah.
Most definitely. And
historic.
Where'd you get registered to win?
I won at Finn McCool's in Center City.
Excellent.
Last week.
And we thank all these bars that were a part of this, by the way, Miller Lite and Green Legion for setting all
such
this
a great
up.
Series of events.
Most definitely. All right, Anthony, good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
We'll find out who the winner is in mere moments.
Yeah.
And we have 12 finalists all together. And only one of them, along with a guest, is going to be joining us for this trip that we're very excited about. So we'll find out in a little bit who the winner is. We got to meet just a handful more before we've met them all and then get it underway. We're going to take a quick break. And with all this going on, we also have the Back to School A to Z continuing. We are in the R's. Find out what we get next. Stay with us.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
London, England is where we're headed to with Green Legion and Miller Lite. And we have these events all over the city and out into the burbs as well for you to come by and be one of our 12 finalists to win that trip to England with us to see the Eagles play. And that comes along. Green Legion is wonderful with their tailgate parties and alumni members and all these great things that take place.
It's turnkey immersion into all things Eagles, and you're going to have a blast.
Correct. So we have two more guys to meet that are our finalists. And then we're going to draw the winner here in just a second, but I want to make sure we at least say hi to everybody.
We have to.
And they're thank them for coming out.
Yes.
So we have Patrick Mullen who is here. Hey, Patrick. How are you?
Hey.
Nice to meet you, Patrick. Where are you from?
I'm from Northeast Philly.
Northeast Philly. Nice. And you're a lifelong Eagles fan, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Right.
Does it run deep within your family roots?
Actually, not within my family roots, but definitely within my circle of friends.
All right.
Okay.
Very good. Very good. And where did you get registered to win?
I won at the Three Monkeys Cafe.
Okay. And so you have a group of friends that are diehard Eagles fan. Who are you going to take with you on the trip?
My best friend, John.
Okay. Well, it's without question, without hesitation. He's the guy to
go. He paid the most.
Yeah. Nice. Exactly. All right. Good luck to you, Patrick.
Thank you.
And then we have Matthew. How do you say your last name?
Grafe.
Matthew Grafe.
Yes.
Who is here. And Matthew, where are you from?
Ronhurst in the Northeast.
Nice. All right. And where did you get registered to win?
Maggie's on the Waterfront.
Cool place.
It is a great place.
We had a singles mixer there one time.
It was pretty awesome.
Had a great time. And who's going to go with you if you win the trip to England with us?
My lovely wife, Casey.
Very good. Now, I understand you guys have four kids.
Yes.
Who's going to watch the kids?
Ah, the hell with them.
Hell with them.
Put out a bowl of water.
Put out a bowl of water, some food. That'd be fine.
What's that?
We'll have to pay some good money.
Yeah, no kidding. Four kids. What are their ages?
9, 4, 3, and 1.
Oh, my God. You guys deserve a trip somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck to you, man.
Thank you.
All right. So, Matthew, and then I want to mention we have two honorable mentions who are in the running as well, but they couldn't be here this morning. So there are two other people. Vincent Hall got registered at the Irish Pub.
All right.
And we had Jessica Vitas or Vitas. I'm not sure how you pronounce her last name. And she got registered at Destination Dog. So all together, 12 people.
It's been years and years and years since we've done anything like this going, you know, out of the country and the bringing some listeners. It's going to be very exciting. We've been waiting for this for a long time.
What was the last? Was it Jamaica or was it Mexico?
I think it was Jamaica.
We did that with one
Aerostar
to see Buffett as well. But and
was
there
that
was some,
after?
There were some listeners that were part of that. That was with Cheap Caribbean when they did the a lot of contributions to Camp Out for Hunger.
All of those were such a great time.
Yeah, yeah.
You
so
remember
much fun.
Every single one of those. When we take the show on the road, it's a lot of work, especially for our engineering department, Rodney, and everybody that comes along to make sure that the sound and all the things like that end up happening properly. But once we get there and we get through all that stuff, we end up having, I mean, I always look back and go, my God, that was so much fun.
It's great. Well, and to bring people with us, makes all the difference in the world.
Yep. So
there's a video from Jamaica. It's one of the best videos. It's like just kind of recaps our whole weekend there.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
One drink, one water. One drink, one water.
Part of it.
That was a different time.
That was a different time, right?
Yeah. Now she just has no water. And
water and water. Water and water.
No.
I'm helping her find gloves.
So we need to draw a winner, and I want to preface this by saying there's going to be a really elated person and a lot of disappointed people, which is what always happens when there are drawings. But we want to thank each and every one of you for coming out and supporting our events and the Preston and Steve Show and Green Legion and Miller Lite. And we do have some parting gifts for everybody, so you don't go away completely empty-handed.
Yeah, and of course, as we go through the season, there's going to be lots of opportunities to win other things, and we'll keep you apprised and abreast of all that.
Absolutely.
And if you're a breast man, we'll just do the abreast stuff.
So should we have a drum roll here, and then Marissa is actually going to draw this because she was at a majority of these events, and she's one of the biggest Eagles fans in our.
I'm going to cry.
I don't envy her.
I'm so nervous.
This is a hard job.
It is. And because everyone here is, we can, as you said, Preston, can't thank them enough for participating. And Marissa really did the huge chore of running most of these things.
Real quick, should we call...
the Pope?
No, should we call Quimby and see if we can get 11 more trips?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be awesome?
Sure.
I guess we can't do that. All right, so Casey literally has all these names in his hat that has the Philly special on it. It's got the Philly special play on the back of it. And Marissa is going to reach up high so she can't see any of the names. And she's going to pull one name out and then... we're going to have a winner, and then we're going to meet that winner if they happen to be here in the studio, because two people are not in the studio.
She's locked and loaded.
Marissa has got a name, and now, Marissa, please reveal who our winner of Miller Lite Green Legion London Calling trip to England with the President Steve Show is. Who is it, Marissa?
Going to London with us.
Speak up, please.
Okay. Going to London with us for the Birds and the Jaguars, Amy Hernandez.
She's freaking out.
She's running out of the studio.
She's jumping up and down.
Oh, she's cursing.
Get over here.
Get over here.
You potty mouth.
Down come. Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say. Thank you. I'm nervous. I'm going to die.
You're nervous. You're going to die.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have a heart attack. Thank you guys so much.
No problem. Now, I ask you if you've been to England before?
I've never been to England. I can't even talk right now.
Okay, it's okay.
I didn't eat breakfast because of this.
You didn't want to throw up?
No, I didn't want to throw up. I didn't drink coffee, but now I'm like shaking. Thank you. Oh my
awesome.
God.
Well,
this is so awesome.
You've got this trip overseas to an amazing setup. So you're going to get to go to the game. Your hotel, your airfare, the accommodations, transportation, all that stuff is covered. There's a tailgate party. You're going to come to our live broadcast. You're going to meet some alumni.
It's an awesome hotel, too. The one that Casey sent us out, it's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, I might need my future husband there.
There you go.
You're single.
Might be royalty. Yeah, you could be the next Meghan Markle.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it could be a movie
in
the making.
Absolutely.
Who's going to go with you?
I'm going to bring Allie, my friend.
She's here with you. Come on. Couple of lovely blonde ladies are going to go with it.
Blondes take over London.
Go ahead, Allie.
Wow.
Well, she's wearing a Wawa shirt.
Huh? It says John.
Ah.
It does say John. Get over here. Allie, what do you think about this now?
I feel like in Step Brothers, he's like, I'm going to throw up.
Do you guys have passports, by the way?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just want to. I mean, you have enough time, but it's a pain in the butt to get it. But you've got it. So, well, listen, we're excited that two big fans like you guys are going. Congratulations,
Thank you so much. We'll
see you in a little while as we head to London, man.
Right, freaking unbelievable! Everyone, give a round of applause. You're good sports. I know. As you said, Preston, there's not everyone can win.
Yep. Exactly. All right, so
freaking out.
There you go.
The other people are so angry.
I know.
But it's the luck of the draw.
Now they get to sit
here and watch everybody be excited. To be honest, we should probably take a commercial break.
Honestly, though, there's a lot.
If they want to leave, they can leave.
Still a lot of Panera bagels.
There is.
And that's just as good.
We want to thank Panera for being here as well. And they are actually looking for drivers because Panera is now delivering to offices, homes, hospitals, and just about anywhere. You can log on to the Panera app or online at PaneraBread.com. Your Panera favorites now delivered right to your door. I think we should take a break.
Yeah.
Come back in a second, and we'll let Amy and Allie wig out a little bit more, and we'll come back. We do have some more things to share with you when we return. Stay with us. We'll be back in a minute.
Preston and Steve Show on 93.3 WMMR. Like the podcast, you'll also love it live when you can call in. Weekdays from 6 a.m. to about 10:30 a.m. on the radio at 93.3 WMMR. Or stream the show live via MMR's mobile app.
Congratulations again to Amy Hernandez, the winner of the trip. Courtesy of Miller Lite and Green Legion going to London with us. And that is it the 26th through the 20th? Or no,
I guess technically.
We broadcast on the 26th and the 29th.
Okay. And then we come back home.
Yeah. On the 30th.
The next day.
Right before Halloween.
Right before
Halloween. And if for any reason the flight is delayed on the return trip.
Steve and I are in big trouble. Because, you know, our kids love Halloween.
Yes.
And I'm the kid that likes Halloween.
Yeah, exactly. So that's coming up. And thank you to Panera Bread for serving up some food for the gang this morning. And don't forget that they are delivering now. And 37 area stores are offering delivery, and they need drivers. So you got to go to jobs.americanbreadcompany.net, and you can maybe find one.
I totally forgot to tell you guys this, but you just reminded me, Preston. I had a cookie delivered to me by Panera in my mailbox, advertising that they were now delivering. So I got home the other day, and there was a chocolate chip cookie.
Steve looks so disappointed he didn't get one.
Sitting in my mail. Well, Steve, maybe they'll come.
Honestly.
I know.
Do I not bleed?
So my girlfriend gave me a whole bunch of crap because I ate it right away.
Yeah.
And I was like,
what did she expect? She should be shocked you didn't eat the mailbox.
She was like, you know, it's been sitting there for a while. I was like,
of course.
Yes.
Or just
doesn't matter.
Just because it says Panera dropped it off. I wouldn't trust that Panera actually
If it was, Casey, if it was in the middle of the street, I would eat it.
I understand and appreciate your concern.
Yes.
It was a free chocolate chip cookie sitting in my mailbox.
Keep in mind, Nick, from after all he's eaten over his life, is immune to most poisons.
Yeah,
he accidentally ingested over the years.
Yeah. I've evolved. Yeah.
That's really nothing.
Well, anyhow, okay, so they are delivering, and if you're interested in a job, look into that.
What the hell, man?
We'll get you a cookie, Steve.
I know. You know, I have to wait till the weekend, though, because that's when I have my treats now on the weekend.
Okay. Oh, well, it'll be here before you know it.
I'll store it in my mailbox.
I know I'm forgetting something. If I remember it, I'll come back to it. Marissa and I doing an appearance. I want to make sure I mention this on Saturday. We're at the Acme on Snyder Avenue, the official supermarket of the President Steve Show.
And they have good chocolate chip cookies, too.
In Philadelphia, Saturday from 1 to 3. Stop by, samples of one of my recipes, and Marissa's going to be handing out samples of beer as well. It's pretty cool.
How much are you making? Are you making a lot?
They're going to make it for me. I'll be there to assist, but enough for everybody.
That's cool.
Yeah, so come out and make my Hawaiian melt sandwich, so hopefully you'll like it. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of stories. Steve, you sent me one.
Are you the sorer now?
No, I'm not. I'm not anybody. Okay. I'm just going to
just
pass
you, this just moment. A regular guy.
This is a dating term, and there are dating terms that come up every other day now, from ghosting to catfishing to whatever.
Could
it
you
is,
survive man. In this dating atmosphere these days?
No.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I'm happily, and you're happily married too.
But now, have you guys ever heard of curving before?
No.
Okay,
Kathy, you ever hear of curving?
No.
This is
you ever
stupid.
Hear of felching?
This no. is.
Curving.
I've heard of
felching yeah.
But curving I had not have heard. This is dumb because these are just things that are now getting a name. Things that have been used and done already and now
oh,
they're
okay.
just
they're being classified.
They
now.
Have a label on
so
it.
So it's not a new phenomenon.
Now, to curve means to reject, but there's an art to it apparently.
It has overtones of ghosting too.
Yeah, it's not quite ghosting because ghosting is just where you cut off communication. So quality curvers know how to come off polite, walking that fine line between being submissive and simply being casual. So texting someone who never asks you any questions, that's a curver, or receiving an, oh, sorry, I just saw this reply a day late. It says, sorry, you've been curved. Or if the thumbs up or shaka emoji.
What's shaka?
I don't know. Were a person, it would be a curver.
Is that like the hi?
Oh, the hands that are moving?
Hey.
Is that what that means?
Yeah, like I'll send that to my friends if I've texted or called. And I haven't received anything back. That's like a, hey, hi,
I'm
where are you?
Here.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Just right. Felching.
Just felching. I didn't know what that was. So this is just a way to lightly ghost.
You're not as overt about it. You're not just bringing down the curtain immediately. You're starting to tactfully or inartfully ignore people.
Right. Exactly. Have you heard of anyone breaking up now via text? We've heard of that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You ever heard of anybody breaking up via emoji before?
Like you have to figure out the code.
Right.
Yeah.
Did the emoji code
of
breakups.
Did he just break up with me?
It's had to have happened, right?
I have no doubt.
I don't.
This is over.
I doubt we'll hear of anybody doing that or calling in with a story, but I've got to believe that that's happened before.
If there's a way to break up, someone's done it.
Yeah.
I think you'd probably do it if you're in a more vitriolic situation where you're pissed off, mm-hmm. and you want to be creative.
Wait, who got the FedEx letter?
Somebody got a FedEx breakup FedEx letter?
Yeah. I want to say it was in some way connected to Belaris.
Either Belaris FedEx to breakup?
Something.
When you absolutely have to break up overnight.
I don't know what it was, but it was like, yeah, it was like almost like a certified male came.
Wow.
And
well,
that's what it was.
One of the classic stories, Kathy, is Daniel Day-Lewis, as the rumor goes, years ago, and this is when faxing was still something, broke up faxed over a breakup.
Wow.
I miss faxes.
So this says, unlike Ghosters, Curvers are going to give you a text back, but don't expect more than that. Curvers will continue to engage with you, all the while giving you that sinking feeling that they'd rather be doing anything else.
So they're being nice, but...
But they're also not being nice. They're not just committing and saying, listen, I would prefer not to have any exposure to you whatsoever.
Yeah. Right, like they're kind of entertaining you, but in their responses...
I could not hate you more.
It might be clear that they're not interested.
They're giving vague hints that this isn't working out. And however, a ghoster just flat out does not return any... texts or calls or anything, and they don't respond at all.
Let me ask you, when you text someone, are you one of these people who starts to get pissed off if you don't receive a text back quickly?
No.
Okay.
And the reason being is because I am guilty of not texting back in a timely fashion. Part of the reason is because I may be in the middle of something. I may get a text message here at work. I'll look real quick at it, and then I'll read it.
Yeah,
I'll get back to that later, and I'll see. And in the meantime, I'll get four or five other text messages from other people, and it goes down the line, and it's not it's marked as already read, and I'll forget about it.
I will tell you this:
it happens a lot.
If it takes a long time for me to get back to you, it's because I prioritize you ahead of everyone. And, I want to take some time when I get back to you.
Yeah.
I want to take some time with this. And I invariably end up waiting at the longest for those people. So if I get right back to you, I could care less about it.
I do wait a little while before I will text back if I don't get a response. And it usually, I take into account what people are doing. All right.
Sure, you want to be respectful of the term.
Or, or whatever. But
sure.
I learned this. That you guys know Mike from Steak 'Em Up. He texts me all the time. And if I don't text him back in a certain amount of time,
he calls?
No. And I love this because, and I use it all the time now. He'll text me back and he'll just go, good talk.
Yeah.
And so I use that all the time now.
Nice.
Yeah, good talk.
The shaka emoji, by the way, is the Hawaiian symbol for, it's not waving. It's
hang loose.
Hang loose. Yeah.
Really?
So that's shaka.
Is that like call me?
Oh, well, Shaka, you know what it is, Casey? It's like this. It's the pinky to the mouth and the thumb to the ear. So that's call me.
There's one that is call me right there, and then there's one right above it, which is hang loose.
Yeah, so
I guess. Surfer sign.
One is call me, and one, it's not the
right.
same.
Right, depending
on which
thumb,
way.
The thumb directly up with the pinky jutting out perpendicular.
Yeah. You know what? Screw emojis. That's too much work. And unless there's a dictionary that says this not only means this, but can also mean that. As an adjective, it means this. As a noun, it means that.
Do you know who had emojis as well?
Who?
The ancient Egyptians.
They did. Look what happened to them.
They're all dead.
They're all gone. That's a society that faded away.
Yeah.
Look what happened. Wow.
Suck it, ancient Egypt.
How about this, as far as the dating world goes, and things start getting a little bit more serious.
Okay.
And it's time to say the I love you phrase. You say it. Either you don't hear it back, or it's said to you. And you don't say it back to someone. That's
have you ever you had that? I'm sure we've all had that at some point. Have we not?
Mm-hmm. No.
I love you, mommy. That's great.
I told a girl I loved her.
I love you.
And she responded back with, "No, you don't."
Ooh.
I was like, no.
Forrest Gump? You don't know what love is, Forrest.
That's kind of what it was.
Because you're stupid. You know, you're very stupid. You've been stupid your whole life.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're literally...
Your boy's right.
You're clinically an imbecile.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, great talking to you, Jenny.
Yeah, that hurts.
How did you respond to that?
I don't necessarily know what I said, but I know I thought, like, yes, I do, and why aren't you saying it back?
I
felt confident in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's only been two girls that I've said that I love you to. And
really?
One
That's
of them
it?
I'm married to, yeah.
Wow.
And I remember, when you, the first time, I know, Nick, you've said, you say it to everybody.
Yeah, I do. But I love everybody.
Nick just said it in Manju. I love this.
Jules.
I love you.
I love Jules.
Yeah. But I remember about to say it being scared, very scared.
I'm so scared.
I hope that I hear this back and I'm not making a fool of myself. You know what I mean?
Did you say it first to Rochelle?
Listen, I have something to tell you. It's wonderful that you love me, but I'm not like the other girls.
I don't remember exactly.
You don't remember
said it first in our relationship. Yeah,
she would remember.
I told.
52,
three or four.
Yeah,
girls.
Yeah,
but I. Claire, it was easy. My wife, I was easy to tell her. I love you. I love you.
Well, I was reading an article, and it's from the Just Saying Institute, and it says five best things about hearing "I love you" back that'll warm your heart real quick.
Love you. I love you. I love you more than ice cream.
This says, you see that you're on the same page. And yes, it's one of these, okay?
Right. Yeah, it's just beyond lame, yes. But I love that they take the time to do these.
When someone says, I love you back.
We're on the same page.
It can be an indicator that you're both on the same page.
We're on the same page.
When it comes to your feelings for each other.
I love you.
The person who wrote this said, I don't know about you, but I personally struggle with confirmation in my relationships. I have this need to know for sure that the other person is just as invested in me as I am in them, so I feel like I'm protecting my heart.
Oh, my God.
Well, listen, that is never going to happen. Someone's always more into the other person.
I want to protect my heart.
So who's more into who, Kathy, you or your husband?
Clearly him.
Look at all he has to get.
She said, I've been the person who cares more in a relationship, and I didn't like it. Or I've been, she said. Sometimes I feel like I still am, but every time I hear my boyfriend say, I love you, baby.
I love you, baby.
It shows me we feel the same way about each other.
Do you think in a relationship there is a sort of vacillating, maybe one, like, Rochelle loves you a little bit more for a period and back and forth? Not that there's a demonstrable difference, but I know sometimes when I am, like, I am golden, like, Claire loves the F out of me. I've been a good husband.
No, as far as the word love goes.
Love.
No, it's a core feeling.
Yes.
It's a core emotion. So no.
Yes.
Are there times when I'm driving her freaking crazy and she can't stand me? Yes, of course.
Yeah.
But she is in love with me and the same as I. So,
is there a time when you feel a little extra in?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
And absolutely. That's what I'm talking about.
When you feel lovey dovey.
Yeah. Right afterwards.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to get a towel.
That's it.
I'm going to wipe some of that lovey dovey off your back.
Get that cowper off your back.
Wipe that cowper off your back.
Oh, my.
I got lovey dovey in your hair.
I love you.
I love you.
All right, here's another reason you
There's
like
it. There's a lovey-dovey stain on the comfort.
I don't... Please send us pictures of your lovey-dovey here to the President Steve Show. Here you go. It says you're suddenly more comfortable with each other.
I don't know how it could be more. Like, we always talk about the scene in This Is 40. When
he says, I've got some in my butt, you got to look at it.
Yeah, that is a level of comfortability it takes a while to work up to.
This says, before acknowledging you're head over heels for each other, you may feel the need to be in tip-top shape at all times, saying all the right things, holding back the not-so-nice truth from time to time because you want to seem perfect in their eyes. Far too many people balk at being honest from the start. They're afraid of being rejected for speaking their truth.
They don't want to be hurt.
Your relationship expert, Susan Winter from Elite Daily. But once those three words have been said, it's suddenly like all the pressure's off and you can be your normal self. So after you go through the I love you exchanges, it's easier to, you know, fart in front of your significant other and so forth.
Well, Gary Shanley used to have a joke about that where he said he finally told his girlfriend he loved her because he was tired of holding in the gas.
Right. Yeah. It's similar to that. And they say that there's some legitimacy to that.
Sure, sure.
Number three. Another reason why it's great to hear I love you back is you start making plans.
We can make plans.
Yes.
Let's go buy produce.
Meredith Golden, dating coach.
Well, she's a genius.
An online dating expert told Elite Daily that someone who truly loves you talks about your future together. Not like where you are eating dinner next week, but a vacation 3 to 6 months out. So you can start to talk a little more long-term.
Long-term, okay.
Do you have long-term? I do with Claire all the time about, you know,
the future.
Oh, yeah.
Vacations and things.
Yes.
And our plans.
Of course.
Yeah.
We have, you know, we wrote our wills together.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
We've so romantic. Planned this all the way out.
Yeah, we're talking retirement now, you know?
Yeah, there's all kinds of things that you have to talk about.
We're retiring?
You're retiring?
No, but I mean, I'm
you
at
have
that,
to plan for the future.
You have to plan for the future.
And if you don't love that person,
yeah,
it'll love you.
Yeah.
It'll love you. I love you. I want to burn your body when you're dead.
Well,
I'm going to put eye drops in your food.
We've talked about that, too.
Putting eye drops in your food?
No.
Killing your spouse?
No, about, like, okay, so...
Life insurance and who's going to take care of you and all that stuff. Honestly.
Morbid stuff. Like, remember Terry Schiavo?
Yes. If you're in a relationship and you've got to...
Jeez.
Wow.
Literally went in a different direction.
That brought back a pretty wild visual in my
head.
There's
a hashtag you don't see.
Yeah.
No, this is extended to our friends as well, because we've decided with our best friends that we're going to start looking at retirement homes now so that we can all be together in the same retirement home and party our asses
off. I
love
that.
That one with the tiki bar out by you.
Totally.
Just set. Done. Yep. That's where you
need
to go.
Great news. They got tiramisu today.
Yeah.
rev up the golf cart. Let's head over to the center.
It says, making plans for your future together is one of the most telling signs that you and your bae are in it for the long haul.
I love you, bae.
If you don't make any plans in the future, even the near future, it's clear that they may not think your relationship is going to last.
Mm-hmm. You've been in relationships that you just knew weren't going to go the distance, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Part of, if you're upfront and you are both having fun in what you're doing, that's okay. But it's horrible to mislead someone.
Yes.
It's horrible to tell someone you love them when you don't.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. Now, and listen, it all depends on where you are in life, too.
Right.
And at an earlier stage
what
in life.
What state you're in.
Sometimes you're
Ohio.
You're ready to have some fun.
Yeah.
And you can see it's not going to be long term, but you see how long you can go until it fizzles out. I don't know. It's complicated.
Yes, it's stupid.
Easy.
Just the Just Saying Institute.
All right. Here's another reason why hearing I love you back is a good thing. You start having I love you more fights.
Oh, that's just so cute.
I love you. No, I love you more.
I love you more.
It's that whole thing.
No, you're probably right. You probably do.
Yeah. But it says they're so real, those I love you more fights. After both of you say I love you, you might even replace I love you too with I love you more.
It's like, yeah, you probably do.
It happens.
In a relationship,
you know what?
People,
right.
There's one always that loves, and you're probably the one who loves more.
They say that, it's bound to happen. As with that, even they say, parents do have a child that they tend to.
Yeah, it's their favorite.
Like a little bit more. Yeah.
And it says that it does happen. And while the two of you may constantly be trying to win these fights, they're actually quite enjoyable and cheesy.
And your friends, by the way, love sitting around while you get into those fights.
those fights have a phase, and then that phase ends.
Yes. Okay.
Then they become the I hate you fights.
While
you
these
before you know it, you're talking to a guy who doesn't practice in Missouri
or Illinois.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Martin.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
My daughter and I have the I love you thing. I love you. I love you too. I love you more. I love you most. I love you more than most. We do this little back and forth.
All right, so that's
cute.
It's a cute father-daughter thing.
It's a father-daughter thing. It's not the schmoopy moopy. And then the last reason is because
drum roll.
Because saying I love you becomes part of your everyday routine.
Do you tell your wife every day that you love her?
Of course.
I do.
Yeah.
Many times.
Every time we get off the phone with each other.
Yes.
It's our goodbye.
So much so that it's a habit when on the phone with other people.
Oh, my God. I did it with my mom one time. And not just I love you. It was like...
I love you, baby.
I love you, baby. Oh, my God, I just said that.
Can't wait to finger blast.
Oh, my God. I turned into Oedipus.
Yeah,
all of a sudden.
I love you, baby.
I just can't quit you.
Mom, I can't wait to tear into you.
Oh, my God. Wait, was it from this movie, was it I Can't Quit You?
Is that
the cheesy line?
I can't...
I wish I could quit you.
Or no, I can't let them.
Brokeback Mountain is. I wish I could quit you. Yeah, I can't quit
I
you.
I wish I could quit you or something like that. No, it was something about not letting everybody else see.
Yeah, because if they knew.
Yeah.
You know,
I like people to watch.
Yeah.
All right, anyhow.
I just don't want them to know that I'm in love with you.
Something like that.
Yeah.
All right, somebody's going to have to help us out on that, if you wouldn't.
Because she was the instructor, one of the experts, and the rest of the naval cadets couldn't know that they had a thing going on.
Mm-hmm. Call sign Charlie, right?
Yeah.
Every morning and night, it says, the one thing my boyfriend and I say to each other is, I love you. It's become part of our everyday routine, and while you think that would make those three words lose their value, it hasn't.
Well, if they're just if you're just parroting them and it's a reflexive thing, it should mean something every time you say it.
So, Rochelle, not that long ago, I forgot I was doing something around the house, and she was saying this with an extra added impact to it. She just, out of nowhere, she goes, I appreciate you. And that was nice.
Yeah.
But then I was like, wait, that's a little less than love, though, isn't it?
I don't know.
I got one of those recently, and it meant the world to me. It like hours later, I remember going back to my wife and saying, that really was awesome, you know, because it's a different thing. I have no doubt she loves me, but, you know.
I appreciate you,
I'm just not really loving you at this time.
I know.
No, if she would have said it like, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. I love the gardener.
Right. There you go. Something like that. Right. I appreciate you.
I love the pool boy.
The pool boy I love.
I was afraid that everyone in that trailer would see right through me, and I just don't want anyone to know that I've fallen for you.
Oh, wow.
In that trailer? For falling.
Wait, I was...
They were in a trailer where they were learning, she was...
It says, I was afraid that everyone in the tax trailer... would see right through me.
They were in an H&R Block.
And
most romantic. And April.
I just don't want you to know what I follow. Maybe TAC stands for tactical.
Tactical Air Command.
Something like, no, or just it's short. It's a military short for tactical.
In the Air Command.
Maybe. In the TAC trailer. Air Command. Semper Fi.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Gung Ho.
So my buddy was at a pizza shop around our house, and he's friendly with the guy who works there, right?
I love you.
So he says... It's such a great story. He says, they were just exchanging pleasantries. He grabs his pizza. He's walking out the door, and he says something like this to the guy. He's like, hey, you know, like, take it easy or whatever he said. And the dude goes, love you too. And the door shuts, and he's just standing there, and he goes, does he think I just said I love you? And that's why he said I love you too. And then he goes to his car, and his wife's sitting in the front seat, and he's just got this, like, defeated look on his face. She's like, what? He goes, I think I said I love you.
You know what? I would love to hear some of those stories. Accidental, I love you. 215-263-WMMR. Maybe that's why Dr. Mike tells everybody I love you, just in case he does it by accident.
Yeah.
Dr. Mike's the best. Love ya. I love you guys.
He's great.
And whenever you're in the office and he gets on the phone to call another specialist or another office to get a test result or something like that, it's the same thing with everybody there.
And he means it.
I love you guys.
But the truth of the matter is that, Preston, you say it so many times, and I we've all had situations where I've just have a conversation, like tech support, love you. What?
Yeah, exactly.
I told you guys earlier this year that I told a sixth grade boy that I loved him at a baseball game.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there, bro.
What I was trying to say was something like, hey, I love the way you hustle, you know, because he was like a real hustler.
Yeah. Mediterranean looking.
Oh, God.
And what did he say?
He didn't say anything.
Stranger danger.
He just told us.
Stranger danger.
Sixth grade boy that's not my son, that I love him.
Well, okay.
You're not as hot as some of my son's other friends.
Stop it. I'm going to go to call here.
Anyone in that tech trailer to know?
Let me go to Ken. Hi, Ken. You're on the air. Good morning.
Actually, the name's Tim.
Oh, Tim. What's up, buddy?
I've been listening to you guys for years. So is my father. He got me addicted.
Awesome.
And a few weeks ago, I called my doctor's office to file a new appointment. And I get a phone call back, and it's a nurse I've known for a while. And she, at the end of her conversation, she says, okay, Tim, well, we'll talk to you soon. I love you. I mean, I'm sorry. We really like you. We care about you, but...
I've been thinking about my sons. They're out of state. I didn't mean to. So I actually called her back and had a conversation. I said, you know what? I borderline love you guys, too. You always treated me well. But we'll take it as a really like until I see you next time.
That's cool.
Nice, Tim.
I've been listening for years, and it's the first time I've gotten through it. It's wonderful to be able to talk to you guys.
Thank you.
Tim. I appreciate you guys every morning.
Hey, I love you, Tim.
Thank you. I love you.
All right, we'll see you later, man. But
I love you.
You should have showed up in the tux, you know, with like a flower.
Yeah. You know. I'm going to go to Craig. Craig, you're on the air. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Sorry to bother you guys at work.
It's okay. All good, buddy. What's up?
Not much, man. I got a pretty funny one. I was hanging out with this girl for a couple weeks, and it was the end of the night. I was going to say, I'll see you. And they came out, I love you. And the look on her face is like, what the heck did you just say?
Yeah. And did you readdress it or just let it go?
I kind of let it go, but yeah, I never talked to her again.
was that your choice or hers?
Well, I tried to reach out again. You know, I was like, well, you know.
She curved you.
It rolled off the tongue, and yeah, no response, nothing.
Sorry to hear that, Craig.
There's a scene in the New Girl, this series that just wrapped up, where Jake Johnson.
Yeah.
Tells Zoe Deschanel that he loves her, and she does the cowboy guns like did I just do guns back to him?
I have Dave next. Hi, Dave. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gang.
Hey, what's up, bud?
I said it to my boss.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Guy or girl?
Yeah.
I was having something pretty emotional and pretty tough going on in my personal life.
Right.
And it was affecting my work, not the quality of my work, but the time I was able to put in.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in his office and we were talking about it. And he was being very supportive, telling me that everything was going to be okay. And, you know, don't worry. He said, I understand, you know, this is no, you didn't ask for this. It's something that happened, but we'll work through it. And I said, okay, I really appreciate it. And he got up from behind his desk, came around, and patted me on the shoulder. And he said, look, if you need anything, I'm there for you. And I said, thank you. I said, thank you. I really love you.
That's kind of okay.
That,
to that degree, yeah.
In that situation, that would work.
That's all right. He was helping out.
I love you for what you're doing
on
here.
On a personal level. And
it sounds very understanding.
And how did he respond to that?
Took his pants off.
He laughed his ass off.
Yeah. And do you still work there?
Absolutely.
Okay.
They're married 21 years.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. I've told all you guys I've loved you before.
Yes. Yeah, but I do love you.
I do. Yeah. I love all of you guys. I'm definitely.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you.
So,
you guys are nice.
No, honestly, that's the last thing I want is love from you.
I take back that love now.
Our automatic response on the text platform is ended with, we love you every time. So we love our listeners, and we send that out to anybody that texts in.
Yeah. It's a nice thing to hear. I'm going to go to Ben. Hi, Ben. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, bud. Just checking in with you. What's your story?
So when I was a bartender, I had two occasions of guests telling me that they love me. Very awkwardly, very drunkenly. The first, you know, was pretty standard. There was just like a girl at the bar, and she was a regular, and she'd be coming in more and more, and, you know, stayed through happy hour one night, and really, like, weirdly mumbled through, and as she was paying her check, like, you know, oh, I love you, and I was like, wait, what? And then she said it again, and it was weird as she left, and then she slept with somebody else at the bar.
There you go. Isn't that sort of the default when people get lit up? I love you, guy. Yeah. I love you, man.
Yeah.
But the second occasion, I was bartending like a birthday party up in our like a private dining space, and the father of the birthday person, you know, he's throwing me money all night. We're having a great time, and we're extending the party, and I'm working late, And as I'm cleaning up at the end of the night, he comes over to say thanks, and he's like, throw me a couple extra bucks. And he was saying in a friendly, like, ah, man, I love you kind of way, but he went to shake my hand while he said it, and I was across the bar.
Oh, no.
And he and he kissed my hand.
He kissed your hand?
No, I'm serious. I love you in an erotic way.
Like, I think he wanted to go in for, like, the handshake, you know, maybe kiss on the cheek, like two guys, we love each other, whatever, but...
Yeah.
He kissed my hand, and it was the weirdest thing that ever happened.
All right, all right. Fair enough. Yeah. Thanks, Ben. I appreciate it. That's interesting, but, like, when you get a few in, you never know
what you might call
with people.
Yeah.
But more so when you accidentally say it, when it's just, when it has become a standard response for members of your family,
yes.
your spouse, your kids, whoever it may be, and then you accidentally say it to the mailman or whatever it may be.
Or you're calling reservations for a restaurant or something.
Yeah.
See you at 6. Love you. Oh, my God.
Let me go to Aaron. Hey, Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Aaron, what's up?
Hey, I just had a funny story. I was on the phone with my CEO of my company, and he does resemble my father, and I just usually think that. And we were having a good conversation, and I just wanted to get off the phone. So we ended the conversation, and I said, okay, I love you, Dad.
You said, I love you, Dad.
Love you, Dad. This is the CEO of your company.
Yes.
And... did you hang up quickly, or was there enough time for a response?
I ended up hanging up, and then I called back and said, oh, I'm really sorry.
What did he say?
But he was like, oh, well, that's okay. You know, that's just fine, but it was very awkward.
Dear yeah. God, she's found out I'm really her father. I slept with her mother 30 years ago.
Did we do a contest where we were doing Love You Through the Drive-Thru?
Yes.
Or something like that?
Oh, yeah. And they had to say it back,
they
right?
They had to say it back to, hey, I love you. And they would say, I love you, too.
And we get responses sometimes. And yeah. People respond. It's a pleasant message to get.
Yeah.
Most definitely. If you're hearing it, though, from the hedges as you're trying to unlock the front door,
yeah.
That's not good.
You.
Yeah.
I love you. So, anyhow, it's nice to hear it back. That's what they're saying. And this is a good routine to be into. But occasionally it can happen by accident with someone that you probably don't.
I love that.
I'm not used to saying. We got to take a break, but not before we give away some tickets. And this is to see The Predator. We have a screening of this. And it will be Monday at 7:30 at the Ritz East. And we have a lot of them. I've slacked on giving these away, and it's coming up on Monday. So I know he's in the room, but I'm going to give away 10 pairs of
tickets. Oh,
man.
The Predator. Bill doesn't like
seems desperate, he said.
215-263-WMMR. The Predator hits theaters nationwide on September 14th. So, like I said, that's at it's on Monday at 7:30 at the Ritzy. So call right now. We'll see if we can set you up with those tickets. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Throughout 2018, MMR's presented special 50th birthday weekends. And this Thursday at 3 p.m., Pierre and Jackson kick off our biggest weekend of the year. No, really. It's going to last for like 10 days. MMR's back to school A to Z. Your Labor Day weekend keeps going and going and going and going and going and going and going.
Going and going and going.
Literally thousands of songs, all different. No repeats. In alphabetical order. From 93.3 WMMR. 50 years worth of everything that rocks.
Sponsored by Fred Beans. Get no pay Labor Day pricing today.
By the way, I got an email from Greg Monahan, our graphic designer around here, and he loved the lovey-dovey.
Oh, did he?
I got some lovey-dovey in your hair.
Greg is great.
We will have to remember the lovey-dovey thing.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. All right. I got Bizarre File stories, and they're ready for you.
Now, WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, where do we begin? I have a number of stories here. Let's start in Virginia. Virginia man didn't like the fact that a school bus stop in front of him had kids walking onto his yard, so he put up an electrified fence.
Where's the problem?
And they have been waiting for the school bus around his property. He didn't like it. I saw the video footage of this guy. He's what you would expect. The type of person
darn kid.
Who would put up an electric fence in his yard.
Try those little pricks.
Had a gun tucked in his front pocket while he was out there putting it up.
Can't take any sass from no third graders.
Brian Tucker said he tries no trespassing signs, but the children don't obey, so he took it a step further. He said, they don't respect other people's land. I pick up trash every day. But Tucker's neighbors are concerned about this new addition. One neighbor, James Mefound, said, I touched it. I got a slight shock, and it wasn't that great. I understand his concern. I just don't think he understood the neighbor's concern about their kids.
He has the right to protect his property and keep it clean. But if you can do that without electrocuting the kids, that'd be good.
He said one of them could touch it, fall into it, and get shocked. Tucker actually has since been told to remove the fence. He technically put it on county property.
That's a problem.
Not his own property. But he could just move it to his property line and leave it up. Tucker said that the message had gotten across. Parents are posting and talking about it. So I guess he's happy about that.
Now. How about a moat?
Maybe that could
work.
Yeah. A Tennessee man died roughly a month after a surgeon allegedly left a needle inside of him after performing open-heart surgery. Yeah.
Oh, man. He goes through open-heart surgery and then dies later because of this needle left in him.
Yeah, the needle was reportedly lost inside the body of 73-year-old John Burns Johnson while he underwent heart surgery in May of 2017. The surgeon identified as Dr. Srikumar Subramanian, and he realized that he was missing a surgical needle after closing Johnson's chest upon completion of the 9-hour procedure. An x-ray later confirmed the needle was inside the man's body.
Where? In the heart?
No, I don't know. A second surgery was performed to remove the needle, but the surgeon was unable to remove it.
Oh, my God. So they knew it. They were trying to get it out.
It wasn't clear if the device was unable to be found or if it was not in a position to be removed. Johnson died about a month later. The needle was eventually removed during the man's autopsy.
We got it.
Yeah, they got it out after he died. Yeah,
all good now.
His death was reportedly painful, unnecessary, and wrongful, the lawsuit said. They keep a very strict log of all of the instruments and things that are in those rooms in case something like that happens. And apparently,
where's my wallet?
Yeah, right. police were called to K Jewelers at the Town Center Mall on Monday. This is in Virginia as well. To investigate a man accused of disturbing the peace. Now, the man, according to witnesses, was yelling profanities at shoppers, but the man was not alone. According to witnesses, the man was a ventriloquist using a puppet to yell at shoppers.
So the puppet was yelling profanities at shoppers?
That apparently was the case.
Wow.
The man and his puppet left the property before police arrived, and no charges were filed.
We gotta get out of here!
They couldn't find him.
We're pissing people off!
A wine festival suffered they suffered an agonizing interruption when a swarm of hornets descended on the crowd. God.
This is the second hornet story you've had in about a week.
And they
remember the hornets in the car?
Yeah, they were stinging in hospital and ended up hospitalizing over a dozen attendees. The incidents took place at the southwestern German town of Weingarten. At the Weinwandertag.
Was ist das?
Event in the region's
Hornets!
Vineyards near the Swiss border.
Und run for the hills! I'm trying to add some flavor to it.
Where wine lovers had gathered to mark the final few weeks of
screw the wine! Run for the hills!
The summer over the weekend.
We got a real bad hornet situation over here.
Emerging from a hollowed cherry tree, hornets attacked the group, injuring 18 people.
Yeah, it was in a hollow cherry tree, and the hornets came out and started stinging us.
Two rapid response units arrived.
We dropped all of our wine, and then we ran.
On the scene shortly after, 13 people were admitted to the hospital for treatment.
Where does hornet sting fall in the list? So from yellow jacket to bumblebee to wasp. I know one of them is not legitimately a bee or is a hornet.
I think wasps are hornets or hornets are wasps.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. So in that group, painful. I always thought hornets were at the top.
Listen, I don't know, but Chuck and I both were recently stung by wasps. We had, a nest issue. And, dude, I just got stung one time. It freaking hurts.
Yeah.
It flat out hurts. And so I don't know, man, but it's just,
okay.
That venom goes in, it hurts like a son of a bitch, but I don't know where they rank among bees and and other flying, stinging insects.
All right, so yellow jackets and hornets are wasps. They're types of wasps.
No kidding.
Are they? Interesting. Okay. All right. A pest control expert ensured the nest was properly moved to a safe location. Before turning on the crowd, the insects were gathered in their nest inside a nearby tree trunk, as I said.
We fleshed them out with this polka music.
And it's not clear what disturbed them enough to attack. Maybe it was the polka music. The victims of the stinging frenzy were apparently... Did you get it through your nose?
I'm good.
He almost had coffee through his nose. The victims of the stinging frenzy were apparently hiking through the vineyards in the Weingarten as the hornets entered the fray. So a few people got stung and they got hurt. Let's see. Police discover the bodies of... this is morbid. Police discover the bodies of a married couple after their downstairs neighbor called to report that blood was dripping through the ceiling.
Oh! Saw this story. It's horrible.
When officers arrived at the upstairs apartment in Margate, Florida, nobody answered the door. Firefighters had to remove it. Once inside the apartment, they found 84-year-old Nicholas Montzorians sprawled on the floor and next to a gun to his body, and his 66-year-old wife, Sally, was dead on their bed.
Well, that's the end of that crown molding.
Each had a gunshot wound to the head. Police believe that Nicholas shot and killed his wife before turning the gun on himself.
Could you imagine you're below and you start to see blood dripping through the ceiling?
God, one of the neighbors said that they were informed by police that one of the gunshots actually went through the wall and into his apartment while he wasn't at home. He said that he would occasionally run into the couple when they went to the Winn-Dixie, but explained that they mostly kept to themselves. So that's messed up, yeah, that you discover it that way, blood dripping through your ceiling. Mm. And then... Then you got to have that stuff cleaned up and removed and...
Yeah, you got to call in. There are people who specialize. Yeah.
Ooh, wow. All right, and that is what I have for you in the Bizarre File this morning. I have some more movie passes. This time around, it's for White Boy Rick, starring Matthew McConaughey. We have a screening next Tuesday, and this will be at the UA King of Prussia. 7 o'clock is screen time, so you need to be there by 6:30. It opens nationwide on Friday, September 14th, so we'll take... 8 callers. I can't do 10 twice or Bill would have a conniption.
No.
8 callers at 215-263-WMMR, and we will give you those movie passes for free. Mm. We'll be back in a second. Another chance for you to win with a lesson question, and we'll do trash and music news as well.
93.3 WMMR presents Preston and Steve's Weekly Rush, a video highlights compilation gleaned from an entire week's worth of laughs. Available now in the Get Local section of Xfinity On Demand.
And we are in the R's for the Back to School A to Z on 93.3 WMMR. It is, of course, Everything That Rocks. And that goes on for a while. We're excited. Fred Beans, our sponsor. Thank you so much. We're going to do our lesson question. We're going to give away a pair of sweet tickets and parking passes to join Jackie Bam Bam and Nick McWayne in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoff race at Dover International Speedway. That's October 7th. So the question that we have for this morning is, there's a couple of different answers to this one. Where did Steve get a little lovey-dovey? It could have been a couple of places. 215-263-WMMR. Where did Steve get a little lovey-dovey? If you were listening, you might know. 215-263-WMMR. If you do know, then you should call. You just might win. Let's see if it happens. We're going to do the trash.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right, let's see what we have this morning. Steve, what's going on?
Well, Vanilla Ice was aboard that plane from Dubai to JFK that had to be quarantined after many of the passengers suddenly became ill. Coincidentally, the passengers started becoming sick immediately after an in-flight announcement that Vanilla Ice was on board.
Oh, my God.
Gina Davis has just filed a shocking legal document asking the judge to dismiss her husband's divorce petition because she says they were never legally married. Says Davis, quote, "Hey, why buy the cow even though that cow might one day sue you in court claiming you had a common law marriage?" And finally, Khloe Kardashian lashing out at critics commenting on the stability of her relationship with her baby daddy, Tristan Thompson. Khloe posted on social media writing, quote, "What I do in my private life is between me, my husband, and the 20 million viewers of our show every Sunday night on E." That's your Hollywood track.
All right, we'll see if we can get ourselves a winner here. What does Steve get a little lovey-dovey in? And I will go to Tim, see if he knows the answer. Hey, Tim, good morning.
Good morning. You guys rock.
Thank you, man. So where did Steve get a little lovey-dovey?
In his hair.
In her hair, yeah, sure. Yeah, you got it. You're listening. Hang on a second, man. We'll take care of you. We got some tickets for you. In fact, they are in a suite. And we'll also give you a pair of parking passes along with Jackie Bam Bam and Nick McElwain at the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoff race at Dover International Speedway on October 7th. NASCAR returns to Dover October 5th through the 7th, and tickets start at $50. Kids' tickets are just $10. You can get yours at doverspeedway.com. Now we're going to get to the music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah! All right. number of things to run by you today. We'll start with this late Pantera, Damage Plan, and Hell Yeah drummer Vinnie Paul will be celebrated this fall as two festivals have been planned as tributes to the drummer who died June 22nd at the age of 54. The first tribute will be on the 29th of this month at Louder Than Life in Champions Park in Louisville, Kentucky. So far, members of Hell Yeah, Five Finger Death Punch, Korn, Godsmack, Deftones, Shinedown, Seven Dust, Gwar, Bullet for My Valentine, Body Count, King,
wow,
Cain Hill, and Emure are all scheduled to perform Pantera and Damage Plan songs. The second tribute is scheduled for October 13th, and that will be the Monster Energy Aftershock at Discovery Park in Sacramento, California. So a lot of tributes coming. Slash is a music industry veteran and recently sat down with LA Weekly to discuss the state of the music industry. He said all the warning signs were there and the record business didn't want to hear it. At this point, you've got your big commercial artists that are in your sort of upper echelon of top 40 that the labels pay out these massive advances to, and they get their money back in every way possible. Then you have other artists that, if they don't conform to the top 40 standard, they've got one shot. If they don't make it, they're out. He said there's no A&R people. There's no one going out to all the venues looking for new talent to develop. He said all these things considered, even with Guns N' Roses, there was the nucleus of a great group or a great artist that needed to hone in their skills and put one, two, even three records before they really effing hit. But there was promise, and they saw that they had a vision, and that just doesn't exist anymore, he says. Slash explained why he decided to start his own label, Snake Pit, in 2010. He said, I didn't want to sign onto a big major, and I just started my own label, and I have majors distribute. That works great for me. I'm in control. I'm my own boss, and I don't have to pay everything I make to somebody else. It's crazy. It's a crazy business right now, especially for up-and-coming rock bands. Slash's new album, Living the Dream, will be out September 21st. I bet it's a better time for solo artists, though.
Probably.
YouTube, yeah, and the prevalence of, yeah, easy access to, like you said, they don't have to go out to shows,
yeah,
and see people anymore, so they can get videos sent to them. But it's got to be tougher for a band to do something like that because you want to see a band live. You
sure,
know?
To get that that energy.
And if a guy like Slash is able to start his own label, do you think that that will then possibly help other up-and-coming rock bands? Like if he takes them under his wing?
I don't know.
Because that hopefully would be sort of a long-term effect, because if he finds an artist that he would like to champion, maybe that'd be a way to get those artists into radio stations.
Yeah, maybe. Metallica has a tradition of covering a local act during stops, and on Tuesday, September 4th, the band decided to cover Prince's When Doves Cry during their performance at the Target Center in Minneapolis. And Robert Trujillo and guitarist Kirk Hammett's cover got mixed reviews from fans online. I have a clip of it.
Yes.
And it's pretty terrible.
Oh, is it really?
That's my personal opinion. They're doing, you know, a Metallica version, yeah, of it, but Robert is singing it, and I'll just let you guys hear it. This is some of the chorus.
How can you just really stand me? I know you could have been so cold. Maybe you're just too demanding. Maybe you're just like my father. Maybe you're just like my mother. She never satisfied.
I get that they're doing that, and it's cool that they're doing, but they could have done a better job of it than that.
I would have done, because he wrote just another Manic Monday.
Maybe that?
Yeah.
I would have been a little more in Metallica's vein. One fan said on Twitter, the only thing I heard during that was Prince rolling over in his grave.
Wow. They didn't like it then.
But some people were nice. One said, I love it. Metallica performed Prince last night in Minneapolis.
They tried.
Motley Crue guitarist Mick Mars recently opened up about his upcoming solo project during a segment of Ernie Ball's String Theory. He explained, when I come on my solo project, my first record will give me a key to that door I need to open. I'm definitely going to lose some fans because it doesn't sound like my old band.
Is he covering When Doves Cry?
I don't know. If it does, he said, well, then I know that I can go another further, and keep reinventing. I want to keep evolving, keep moving, keep that motivation going. When you stop learning, you might as well just put your guitar down. So I have no idea what kind of sound he's going to go for.
He's putting it out now while Motley Crue is at the height of its popularity.
But it's not going to sound like the Crue. Former Kiss member Ace Frehley makes a guest appearance on the song Rock Show, which is included on Ken Sharp's new project called Beauty in the Backseat. The project also features a guest appearance by John Oates. Sharp said in a release statement, "Being a Philly boy with my ear permanently glued to the radio dial, the sound of Philadelphia etched its indelible mark on my musical DNA. Being able to work in the studio with John Oates, someone whose music was the soundtrack of my youth, was a supersonic blessing of brotherly love. Another full circle moment for me is being a huge Kiss fan since I was a kid, and I was thrilled that Ace Frehley laid down a solo on the opening track titled, appropriately enough, Rock Show." I'm not really sure. I don't know Ken Sharp, but he's from Philadelphia, and he's
I am familiar with Sharp Cheese.
Yes.
Yeah. Sharp Cheese. That informs you at all.
I love Sharp Cheese, especially Sharp Provolone.
Yes.
It's really, really good. Mm. A nod to Sharp Provolone.
Sharp Cheddar.
In July, Kiss member Gene Simmons reached a tentative agreement with a radio personality that accused him of inappropriate behavior. That woman, who is identified as Jane Doe in court records, alleged that the star grabbed her hand multiple times.
And then I sat on her face. It was a misunderstanding. I thought she was a bench.
No, he forcefully placed it on his knee and held it on his knee. Mm-hmm. He also allegedly reached toward her buttocks and touched it while posing for a promotional photo. During a recent interview with Australia's The Project Show, Simmons addressed his past behavior towards women. He said, "Oh, I'm sure that some of it's been out of line, but I'm a good guy. I sleep well at night. I have a wonderful family and kids. And it is true that people can say all kinds of things, but I happen to be a good guy.
And I enjoy bedazzling."
Bedazzling.
Yeah.
The unfortunate...
It's just a killer jean jacket.
The unfortunate...
Gene Simmons jacket.
Exactly. It says Kiss on the back.
The unfortunate thing is there used to be something called presumption of innocence that the courts would handle something. And now the internet and stuff. He added, "Look, I wish everybody well. My past is checkered, like most people's is. And let those who are without sin cast the first stone." He said, "You're in a band, and the arrogance of coxmanship, if you will, in the 1970s and 80s, and even later on."
That's spelled with an X, by the way.
"You can come on and just be brazen and just sort of inappropriate, and you go, that's right.
There was a time when you could just sit on a woman's face. And that time has passed. Hashtag don't sit on women's faces. We live in a more sensitive time."
Okay. Hashtag don't sit on women's faces.
I'm just going to tweet that out now. Okay,
please do.
And we grow.
And we
don't sit on women's faces.
He said, and it's inappropriate. And you go, that's right. You're in a band. I wouldn't be able to have gotten away with any of that if you were a dentist or a politician or a plumber.
You know, Hermie wanted to be a dentist.
That's right.
He even said so.
He did.
Yeah.
He never kept it a secret.
No, no. Uh-oh.
I want to be a dentist.
Said it right in the beginning of the goddamn special.
Simmons
fell on deaf ears, as things often do in the North Pole.
Mm-hmm. Simmons concluded, "For guys especially, when the ladies aren't around, we're full of garbage. We talk garbage. We do all kinds of stupid stuff. And if it wasn't for the highest form of life on earth, women, our moms, our daughters, our wives, girlfriends, and so on, we'd be living in darkness. If it wasn't for my mother and my wife, Shannon, and especially Sophie, my daughter..." He said, "She holds my feet to the fire, and rightfully so."
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what he had to say about all that.
I like what he has stuff to say.
Sit on a woman's face.
It was a misunderstanding.
Yeah. And then two more quick things. MMR's 50-day March to Metallica countdown is underway. You can listen every day to win Metallica merch, CDs, DVDs, box sets, vinyl, and more. And each winner is qualified for a grand prize. Listen to this. Meet and greet and custom Metallica Yeti cooler.
Yeah.
One of those big badass ones.
What would that be worth, especially when it's a customized Metallica?
They're up like close to $400.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are.
Wow.
It's all leading up to MMR's 50th finale, which is going to be Thursday, October 25th at the Wells Fargo Center. Tickets are on sale now for that, by the way. And you can go to WMMR.com to get the complete prize list for the 50 days. Also, join the MM Army, this Saturday, September 8th for two Metallica ticket parties. 10 a.m. at noon at Infinity of Westchester, which is on Wilmington Pike. And then 1 to 3 p.m. at Exton Nissan, and that is in Exton on West Lincoln Highway. So that is coming up this Saturday, and you can enter to win a pair of tickets to see Metallica's MMR's 50th finale on the 25th as well. You have to be at least 18 years of age to enter, one entry per person, maximum of one winner per household, by the way. And that is presented by Bush Auto Groups. You'll do better at Bush.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Eric Simon say that those are the only two of these parties, these ticket parties, in our promotions meeting the other day? I think so.
Go to the next page, Preston. There's a page behind. No, behind that one.
I don't listen in our promotion. Right. I don't know.
I think Eric said that. So if I'm wrong, I apologize.
Hang on. There's a second page. No.
Nope.
Has nothing to do with that.
Okay.
So, but all I know is Saturday. Make sure that you head out to both Infinity of Westchester, 10 a.m. to noon, and then Exton Nissan, 1 to 3 in Exton, PA. There you go. That's what I have for you.
Yeah.
And music news, we have one more break to take. We'll come back in a second. Letter of the day for the Word of the Week prize, and get ready to wrap things up and turn the A to Z back over to Pierre. But not before we play one more song from the catalog. Stay with us.
93.3 WMMR.
Online.
On demand.
And on
the air. Including our digital HD signal. The best sounding MMR there is. WMMR HD and HD2. The MM Archives channel.
With the back school A to Z.
You know what? In the broad scheme of things, I wonder how many actual full days of school there have been with the heat waves.
Yeah, that's true, because we've had a lot of half days.
Yeah, today is a half day as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyhow, back school A to Z in the R's, Renegades, and there will be another Renegade or two coming up, I believe. So, yeah, we already did Renegade from Styx. Obviously, we played that. So there might be another Renegade-ish song on the way in a little while. There's some Beatles coming up. There's some Fleetwood Mac on the way. There's all kinds of things. Some Doors, some Van Halen. So it's all there, man.
There's no New Order in this lineup, is there?
Probably not.
I think MMR might have at one point played the song Respect.
Ooh, I don't know about that. I mean, I like that song.
It's a great song.
But ding, 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 ding. It's a little,
I wonder.
A little on the poppy side.
Maybe you're right.
For a while. You also have to think about when those songs came out and what was going on. But, I mean, MMR's played all kinds of stuff. Pierre will tell you.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
The boundaries.
He's coming in right now. And,
yay!
Sure, he'll tell you all about that.
We have played all kinds of stuff.
Yes, we have.
Did we play New Order?
I don't know if we played New Order. I remember
that you gave me no, that you gave me no, that you gave me no, that you gave me no.
That's Erasure, right?
We play.
Isn't that Respect?
Need a
little respect to.
Yeah,
that's the song you were talking about.
I think that's Erasure. I'm thinking Respect from New Order. Is that the name of the song? I would like a place I could call my own.
Have a conversation on the telephone. Wake up every morning and have it be a fun. Was that Blue Monday?
No.
Then I don't remember.
Gosh diggity dang it.
Blue Monday was in the A to Z, though.
Okay. Yeah, there's a cover. Did we play the cover or the original?
I think we played both.
Okay.
I think. But I could be wrong.
It is a cornucopia of surprises.
There really is. And in the, you know, what was that? That style of music was called New Wave.
Yes.
And it was sort of an outgrowth of so-called punk. You know, now it's called alternative. It was great music.
Came primarily from Europe, from England. There was a lot of artists that were British.
Yeah. Yeah.
There were a lot of great, you know, for a while, Tom Petty was considered New Wave.
And then you had, like, Devo, who took punk and twisted it into New Wave.
Talking Heads.
I did the first workforce block of Devo on this station.
I love those guys.
They're just amazing.
Yeah.
But it sort of got dismissed a little bit. But, I mean, there was great. We played Flock of Seagulls heavily.
Yes.
Radio station. We played Haircut 100. We played Thompson Twins. I'm trying to remember of that era. Mm-hmm. You know, and I would go out. I used to host this dance night on Thursdays over in Cherry Hill at a club called Enchanté, long gone. But we'd have 1,000, 1,200, 1,300 people every Thursday night. And that's where I got turned on to The Cure. And
love The Cure.
Just amazing band. And we did play some of those bands. Not as many as I think we should have at the time. But, you know, they're all, it's all rock and roll.
Yeah. Yes.
Been hearing that break for 15 years.
That's what's wonderful about rock and roll.
I would like to thank Colleen Wolf for being in our studio this morning. She was our guest from the NFL Network.
Yes.
Thank you to Colleen Wolf. And good morning, football weekend, 7 a.m. Sunday morning. And she's in town, obviously, for the home opener tonight.
The big to-do.
Yeah, which is very cool. And also thank you to all of our contestants for the Miller Lite London Calling with Green Legion, Preston and Steve show, trip to England. So thank you to, I'll mention everybody. Jenny Pickles, Melissa Quim, Patrick Mullen, Vincent Hall, Tracy Bouchard, Troy Williams, Matthew Grafe, Jessica Vidas, John Herbert, Mike Schmidt. Yes, Mike Schmidt.
Yes.
Anthony D'Angelo, and our winner, Amy Hernandez.
Yay!
And they, Amy and her best friend are going to be going with us to England. Cool. And that is coming up, I believe, on the, I think we're leaving on the 25th, we're broadcasting on the 26th and the 29th, and then we come back on the 30th, so this is in October, and that's our trip to England, so we're taking it on the road, and Amy's going along with us, which is really cool.
You know, I'm thinking maybe in October, prior to the Metallica show, or in November, I might do like a week of listener moments. Because I can't remember all the great things that we've given away, but that is, you know, one of the coolest things just right now. You know, the trip with you guys to see the Eagles in London, and hopefully they'll perform Take It Easy when they're there.
Yes, it's amazing.
I'm hoping that they will. But
did you take listeners to Berlin? When
I did.
That's what I thought, yeah.
When I went to see the Berlin Wall.
How cool was that?
I went to see Roger Waters in Berlin. But we have sent listeners all over the world. We sent a kid on tour with Bruce Springsteen around the country and overseas. And we used to call it MMR Rocks You Around the World. And so we've had so many great things, and, you know, from giving away an album to, you know, tons of money to cars to trips. And it occurred to me, if you were ever the beneficiary of one of those, perhaps email me. Pierre@WMMR.com and tell me about it, and maybe we'll do a week of, you know, looking back and celebrating those.
That'd be great.
Somewhere in the next couple of months.
When I worked for you, we did a great promotion, which was called MMR Home and Away, and that you would see bands that were touring that year here in Philly, and then you would see them at some other city. So there was Metallica in Philly, and then there was Metallica in Los Angeles, Pearl Jam here, and then Pearl Jam in Vegas. You get to go to both. You get to see one of your favorite bands in Philly, and then you go and see them in another place as well. I thought that was a great promotion.
Pearl Jam was one we...
Pearl Jam was Vegas, and then, but there were a few other ones as well, too. And, it was core MMR artists, but you got to see them in more than one city, which is a great way to experience a band.
Yeah, so if you've won cool things from us, let me know.
By the way, Steve, you were very, very close. A new Order song we were singing, Regret.
Regret, that's
respect.
It.
Respect, close. Yep. Very close. I remember that song.
R-E-G-R-E-E-T.
Close.
Yeah. I'm trying to make it like... I'm trying to make it like...
No regrets.
I'm trying to make it work like respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Yeah.
We need to get a letter from you. You ready, mate?
Yes.
Here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
All right, the Preston and Steve show is brought to you today by the letter...
O, as in opportunity.
Perfect. We are going to give away...
or that.
Or Ozzy, because we got a front row, front row tickets, food vouchers, and free parking as MMR rocks. Ozzy Osbourne with Stone Sour Wednesday, September 12th. At BB&T Pavilion, and tickets are on sale now via Ticketmaster.com. So we will give that away tomorrow, man, for Friday.
Unbelievable, right?
Fantastic, yeah.
40 week.
What do you want to hit about today's show, sir?
Well, we'll have more Phil Lesh tickets for the Terrapin Family Band, which will be coming Sunday to the Fillmore. And as you mentioned, Ex-Ambassadors was your last Renegades, right?
Yes, yeah.
So I've got one more Renegade song. We've got some sort of kind of What?
You're trying to figure out how to say this, so I'm only intrigued by what...
Well, I'm noticing something that needs adjusting, and
okay.
So I'm going to make some adjustments.
Oh, did you find a song that was omitted or yeah. that was left off the list? Okay.
Speaking of respect...
Chuck loves that, by the way.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do.
You're going to join this army, you better be prepared to fight, you mother effer.
God!
That's coming from the general.
Yes.
Yeah.
Peace and love. And we'll have some revolution songs and things like that.
Yeah.
And things like that. Okay. We'll find out what all that is in a little bit. I got to thank our sponsors. President Steve Show is brought to you today by French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville. With everything you need for the great outdoors, FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. Why take a chance with anybody else? Also brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee of the President Steve Show. And the Preston and Steve Show runs on Dunkin'. Plus brought to you by Winter Airport Parking, 2017 Reader's Choice Award winner from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Tomorrow's program, how about this? Two of our favorites, man. Jamie Kennedy is going to be in our studio. Always a great conversation.
He's great.
With Jamie. And we're working on this. Hopefully it's going to come together. But a very good friend, Mr. Dave Attell, in studio tomorrow.
That'd be awesome. I hope we can pull it together.
Two great back-to-back guests. So hopefully we'll make that happen. That is it. We are done. So rage on and have a great day. And we will see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
You can make a right turn on red in Pennsylvania, as long as it doesn't say no turn on red. What do I have to do to get people to understand that?
Next message.
What up, everybody? Just wanted to give a quick shout out to all the teachers and the parents and the kids to have a great school year. Make it the best year of your lives, everybody. Let's do it. Woo!
Next message.
How the do you run out of gas? You're not supposed to let your car get below a quarter of a tank. And if your gas tank doesn't work, track your mileage. How is it possible to run out of gas?
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.